part of the memory of the children who were in those missing action. May the ultimate sacrifice of service and reparation. We'll always be a seat at the jail for these brave Americans and a preliminary violation of section 102, those homes to these men and women and their families.
Happy Saturday from the Low Country in Charleston, South Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs battling for the fifth game of this week of six total. It's the Riverdogs and the Ballers on this Saturday night in front of a good crowd here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on a beautiful Ballers Baseball Network. The Ballers Baseball Network has been fantastic this night, folks. Tonight is our 100th game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers this season. We haven't missed many games here on the Ballers Baseball Network, just a few here and there, but Dan Lodi, of course, bringing you all the action for all of them, except for a few, and a little bit earlier in July was down with a bit of an illness. So, but nonetheless, it's all null and void. We're back tonight for Saturday night action. The Ballers, losers of four in their last four here in Charleston. They haven't picked up a win quite yet. Looking to snap that tonight against the Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Mario Camilletti gets the start tonight for the Ballers at second base. He is their leadoff batter, digging in the lefty batter's box against the righty in Johnny Cuevas, who gets the start for the Riverdogs tonight on the bump. He delivers the first pitch of tonight, delivered as a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle at 6:05. Right on time, 0-1 your count on Mario Camilletti. We're right on time at 6:05. Cuevas is 0-1 to Camilletti. This one's lifted high and foul. Count will run down 0-2 on the leadoff batter, Camilletti. Camilletti, Jacob Gonzalez, and Brooks Baldwin do up in this top of the first inning here. And Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park, pleasure to have you join us here in Charleston. 0-2 is up and inside. A Camilletti count will run 2-1-2. Ballers losers of their last four here in Charleston. They're looking to snap that and take it over a little bit more here in Charleston before they head back home. 1-2 poked in the center. That'll drop in between the infielders and into center for a base hit. Mario Camilletti has a leadoff single. Kannapolis, just like that, has a runner on with nobody out for the shortstop in Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the shortstop, will dig in. One on and nobody out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers under the leadership of Pat Leland. Here in Charleston against the Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization, Johnny Cuevas getting the start. The Ronnie on the bump for Charleston is 6'1", 196-pound Ronnie, a former Southern Nevada Ronnie, delivers the first pitch of his night to Gonzalez. This one's foul-tipped, 0-1 on Gonzalez. Cuevas, a 12th-round pick in 2021 out of Indio, California, is Johnny Cuevas. Again, former Southern Nevada Ronnie. Making another start on the bump. He is making his 15th start of 2023 here for Charleston. 0-1 count. Dancing at first is Camilletti. Gonzalez at the plate. Cuevas taking his time. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez will take a fastball up and away. Even now at a 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the first-round pick by the Chicago White Sox in 2023 out of Ole Miss. Former freshman of the year in 2021. One of the higher-regarded prospects in the White Sox organization. 1-1 count. Cuevas will check on the runner at first. Camilletti dances back in the first. It is in time, though, as Camilletti gets back in safely. It's a 1-1 count on Jacob Gonzalez, still awaiting that next pitch. Gonzalez, the shortstop, at the plate currently with a runner on and nobody out. Brooks Baldwin is your third baseman. He bats in the third spot. Batting in the cleanup spot is the DH, Calvin Harris, as the 1-1 is right down Broadway on a fastball at 95, 1-2 on Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, DH, bats in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Bryce Willits. Batting sixth is the center fielder in Eddie Park. Adding seventh is the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. For Pat Leland and the Ballers. 1-2 from Cuevas. Upstairs and away. Throw back in the first. And Camilletti dives back in. Count is now at 2-2. Rounding out the rest of the order, Ryan McCarthy. The right fielder bats in the eighth spot. And batting ninth is the catcher, our good buddy in El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. All for the Ballers tonight out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. Facing off against the Charleston Riverdogs for the fifth time this week. The 11th time this season. Have my math wrong. Not a math major. Just a guy who likes to talk about baseball. 2-2 from Cuevas. Gonzalez will lift this one high and foul. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Math is weird in baseball. 6 plus 4 plus 3 equals 2. As Johnny Cuevas making his 15th start on the bump, his 19th appearance on the season. Last time out, he got a start against the Augusta Green Jackets. He allowed 8 hits in 4 innings, allowing 3 runs, 2 of those earned. Gonzalez will ground the 2-2, too short. Colmenares makes a backhanded play as a second for one on to first, and no double play in the books. But the leader runner in Mario Camilletti is retired. A nice 6-4 putout. Colmenares at short made the backhand grab, and a second he goes for the first out. But Gonzalez reaches on the fielder's choice. So one on and one down, and Brooks Baldwin will dig in. Setting the defense here for the Charleston Riverdogs, who left to right in the outfield it goes there. Christopher Berrente, John Diaz, and Ryan Cermak. Left to right in the infield it goes Edwin Barragan, Carlos Colmenares, Ryan Spikes, and Xavier Isaac. Behind the dish is Mario Fernandez as Cuevas checks on the runner Gonzalez now. Not in time. First pitch still awaiting on Baldwin. Not a huge stolen base threat as Jacob Gonzalez. Again, coming out of college, actually was kind of knocked on some of his scouting reports for his lack of speed, but he's still a very smooth fielder in the infield. Pitch is on there to Baldwin, 0-1 your count on a good fastball from Cuevas. Ballers tonight in the blue tops for the fifth nine in a row, gray pants, going with the blue caps, red brim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot on the front of the cap. 0-1 from the righty, Cuevas is in there for a called strike, throw back in the first, and they get Gonzalez. No, they didn't. The River Dogs are keeping a close eye on the Ballers' base runners, but alas, it is still an 0-2 count on a Brooks Baldwin. 0-2 count on Baldwin with one down. River Dogs tonight in the white tops, white pants, all blue caps with the Charleston River Dogs logo on the front. It's a C with that golden retriever-looking dog in the middle of it. 0-2 to Baldwin. Fastball up and away. 1-2 on Brooks. The Charleston River Dogs logo, again a C, with that golden retriever-esque looking dog biting a baseball bat in half. Classic logo that's been in minor league baseball for quite some time. 1-2, Cuevas sets to the bump, looking in for the signs. Here's the pitch. Baldwin waves and misses. It's a strike three, and Johnny Cuevas has his first strikeout of the night. Two outs now, runner still at first, and due up is the DH, Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris digs in for his first at-bat of the night. He's got a bit of an easier night of the designated hitter. He doesn't have to worry about catching and playing the field tonight. Calvin Harris, the fourth-round pick out of Ole Miss, steps in to bat here in this first inning. He had a big hit last night, a 2-RBI single for his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. First pitch to Calvin Harris is outside of a breaking ball. It's a 1-0 count. Now on a Calvin Harris. Fourth round pick is Harris, 6 foot, 215-pound, 21-year-old from Peosta, Iowa. Bit of a tongue twister there. 1-0 count pitch from Cuevas. Fastball is outside. Throw back at the first. Did they get Gonzalez? Yes, they did that time. And finally, after try, the River Dogs finally nab a base runner. Jacob Gonzalez is called out at first base. It is a 2-3 snap throw to first base, and Gonzalez is sat down as the third out. Calvin Harris will resume his at-bat in the second inning. But bottom of the first we go. The River Dogs don't have an easy opponent on their books. It's Noah Schultz getting the start for the Ballers. We'll get you set on Mr. Schultz in just a moment. We come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network, live from Charleston. Skull scoreless between these two sides.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
John Diaz, Cooper Kenny, Xavier Isaac due up here in this bottom of the first inning. Noah Schultz gets the start for the Ballers tonight. His first pitch delivered is a fastball, a two-seamer inside to John Diaz. It's a 1-0 count now on the River Dogs center fielder. Diaz, Kenny, and Isaac stepping in against Noah Schultz, the lefty, making his eighth start of this 2023 season. His ninth appearance of the season. This one is waved at and missed. 1-1 count now on John Diaz. Schultz is ninth appearance of the season. The 6'9", 220-pound lefty from Oswego, Illinois, the number 3 overall prospect in the White Sox system. Their 2022 first-round selection gives the 1-1 offering. This one is a bit outside of John Diaz, 2-1 on the River Dogs leadoff batter. Big difference here in the two opponents as Noah Schultz at 6'9", John Diaz at 5'9". And the River Dogs have a couple of smaller guys, including Christopher Berrente at 5'7". Pitches outside of Diaz, 3-1. Schultz dancing the corners with the fastball. It's still a 3-1 count. Again, Diaz, Kenny, and Isaac due up. Bottom of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. Noah Schultz making his first appearance on the road since his last appearance on the road, in which it didn't go too well. This 3-1 is grounded up the middle. That's going to get through in a center for a base hit. And John Diaz gets a single to lead things off on a fastball from Noah Schultz. The one on now and nobody out. Cooper Kenny will step in. So all fastballs against John Diaz. Schultz not going to any breaking balls quite yet. We'll see what comes of this next at bat against Cooper Kenny. Schultz will set up on the third base side of the rubber against the lefty Cooper Kenny, who crowds the plate. First pitch from the lefty, runner going, pitches right down Broadway for a called strike, throw to second, gets loose in the center, and holding the runner at second, though, is Jacob Gonzalez. So, it is just a stolen base for John Diaz, nothing else, despite the wild throw behind the dish from Juan Gonzalez. So, runner on second now in an 0-1 count on Cooper Kenny. Noah Schultz got his first professional win last time out. 1-0 with a 1-1 with a 1.83 ERA. Is the lefty from Oswego, Illinois. There's his first breaking ball of the night. This one is just a bit outside. That thing had some movement on it. It's a 1-1 count. Cooper Kenny, the DH tonight, on an 11-game on-base streak. Looking to continue it here for the Charleston River Dogs. 1-1 count. Schultz will set on the bump. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This breaking ball is waved out and missed. No chance of that one. 1-2 on Cooper Kenny. Xavier Isaac, first baseman, awaits on deck. He is the third batter in the lineup for Sean Smedley and the Charleston River Dogs. Ryan Cermak, right fielder, bats fourth, batting fifth, is the second baseman, Ryan Spikes. Schultz will set him up. 1-2 pitch to Kenny. This one is fouled off. Diaz was taken off for third. Instead, he'll have a 1-2 count with the runner still at second. Rounding out the rest of the order for Smedley and the River Dogs, Carlos Colmenares, shortstop at sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Christopher Berrente, who is on a 20-game on-base streak. Edwin Barragan, third baseman, bats eighth, and batting ninth is Mario Fernandez, the catcher. 1-2, Schultz's pitch. Curveball. This one's waved out and missed, and Gonzalez will snag. Throw to first to confirm the out, and the slider from Schultz again offers a strikeout. Cooper Kenny is retired on a 2-3 put out. One down now, and Xavier Isaac will dig in. Well, with Noah Schultz's delivery, kind of a three-quarter arm slot, it certainly looks like a curveball at times, but the slider from Noah Schultz has been devastating for lefties to face, and it'll be no different here. This is the matchup we've been waiting to see. Schultz will face off now against Xavier Isaac. First pitch from Schultz. Isaac is up and inside, throwing a third, though, as the runner's going, and he's in there in time. Nice throw from Gonzalez, and Diaz is sat down. It's a 2-5 caught stealing of John Diaz. Two outs now, nobody on base, and it's a 1-0 count on Xavier Isaac. Isaac has reached four games in a row. He leads all River Dogs batters in home runs, in RBI, and walks. Has the lefty bat from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Rays' first-round pick in 2022. Schultz's 1-0 fastball is on the inside corner. 1-1 your count now on Xavier Isaac. Isaac has had a good season here with the Charleston River Dogs. 51 walks, 71 strikeouts in a grand total of 79 games. 1-1 pitch delivered. This one's up and inside. Isaac will have to duck out of the way. It's a 2-1 count. Schultz reared back and fired a 95-mile-an-hour fastball up and in on Isaac. Mulder's defense playing pretty deep with the power hitter Isaac at the plate. 2-1 count, Schultz will set. Here is the pitch on the way. This one is a slider low and outside. 3-1 on Isaac. Isaac's a patient batter. Definitely takes his time at the plate. Doesn't flail too often. He has these one or two game streaks where he'll swing at everything. But then he skints back into it and it takes the patient approach. 3-1 from Schultz. This fastball is right down Broadway. A nice pitch from Noah. Count will run full on Isaac. Quickly, the defense for Kannapolis tonight. Lanzilli, Park, and McCarthy left to right in the outfield. Infield left to right. Gonzalez at short. Baldwin is at third. Camilleni at second. Willits at first. Behind the dish is Juan Gonzalez. All for the lefty in Noah Schultz. He started his career in Kannapolis on a 13-inning scoreless streak. Nobody broke through to him until the 22nd of July against the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. About a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that Isaac can't catch up to. Two punch outs in the first inning for Noah Schultz. And the River Dogs go no hits, no runs on just one hit in that bottom of the first inning. So we're through one. To the second we go on the Ballers Baseball Network. Calvin Harris, Bryce Willits, and Eddie Park do up when we come back here in Charleston. Scoreless ball game between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Calvin Harris, Bryce Willits, Eddie Park do up in this top of the second inning. It's still a scoreless ball game here in Charleston between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston River Dogs. Johnny Cuevas back on the bump, his second inning of action against the Ballers. It'll be Calvin Harris leading it off. He had his at-bat cut short in that first inning after a nab at first of Jacob Gonzalez. First pitch to Calvin Harris is in there on the outside corner, 0-1, as Johnny Cuevas fires that pitch in. Harris has reached in each of his first two games as a cannonballer. He grounds this one up the middle, played well by the shortstop, Colmenares, who bobbles, throw to first. It's not in time. Calvin Harris will reach in his first at-bat tonight. He's on with a little bit of a grounder up the middle. Going to be an error on Carlos Colmenares at short. So a E6 will reach Calvin Harris to first. One on now and nobody out for Bryce Willits, the first baseman. Bryce Willits will dig in, the first baseman. He's on a Ballers high at 19, a game on base streak. He has been finding ways to get on base for quite a few weeks now. Cuevas will set first pitch to Willits. This one's fouled off straight back, 0-1 on Bryce. Calvin Harris reaching on the E6 from Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares with his second error of the week. He is now at 13 total on the season. This one is delivered on the 0-1. This one's up and inside. A 1-1 count now on a Bryce Willits. Ballers in. River Dogs are still scoreless. It's a 1-1 count on Willits. Calvin Harris is at first. A 1-1 count. Cuevas will set, looking in for the signs. 1-1 pitch delivered to Willits. This one's low and outside, 2-1 on Bryce. Cuevas did pitch once against the Ballers back in mid-April. He tossed four innings, allowing two runs on two hits with two walks and six punch-outs. Didn't have a too bad of an outing against the Ballers his first time out. Back on the 21st. 2-1 count. Cuevas sits on the bump, looking in for it. Here's the pitch. Willits will lift this one high and foul. It'll end up as a souvenir. Count will move to 2-2 on Willits. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. The former Stanford Cardinal outfielder in Eddie Park awaiting in the wings in this top of the second inning. Cuevas taking his time on the mound. Definitely not in a rush. Here's a 2-2. Willits will take up and away. Good fastball, but it's just a little high and away. Count will run full on Bryce Willits. Willits, a 19-game on-base streak, is also tops in a lot of categories as far as offense goes, leads the active roster in home runs with 12, and is up there as well in hits and doubles. 3-2, checking the runner at first before that, and Calvin Harris is back in there safely. 3-2, your count still on Willits, awaiting that full count offering. As Cuevas is seeming to take a little more of a priority in checking on the runners in this early ball game. 3-2. Willits digs in. Here is the pitch. This one swung on, foul back. Off of the window up here in the press box. And it looks like it did leave a mark. Ouchie. Willits doesn't like the press box, I'll tell you that much. Constantly have to keep your head on a swivel if you're in the broadcast booth in Kannapolis and Willits is at the plate. 3-2, this one's outside for ball four. Bryce Willits will reach. It's the first walk of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So now 2-1 and nobody out in the center fielder. Eddie Park will step in. Eddie Park, the center fielder, has reached in every game he's played in with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Three-game on-base streak, two hits in each of his last two games. Definitely had a nice career at Stanford. He had a very nice final season over in Cali. Eddie Park batted .333 in 63 games with Stanford in his last season. First pitch in there called strike 0-1 on Eddie Park. 47 RBI with 92 hits in 63 games. He walked 37 times and he struck out just 25 times. He had a very solid final season in Stanford. 0-1 pitch, Park will sky this one high and foul on the 0-1. 0-2 now on the Ballers center fielder, Eddie Park. Majored in management science and engineering, a San Jose, California native is Eddie Park, a Valley Christian High School product, is our good buddy in Eddie Park, the lefty bat. 0-2 count. Cuevas will set. Here is the pitch. Fastball up and inside, 1-2 on Eddie Park. Born in San Jose, California, son of Jin Kim and Young Park. He's got one brother in Elliot. San Jose, California native, grew up in the area. Two-time area code game invitee in 2018 and 2019. Definitely a local boy out there. 1-2 pitch. Fastball is outside, 2-2. On Eddie Park. Valley Christian High School in San Jose, California. They got a little bit of baseball over there in San Jose. They have the Giants affiliate in the California League. San Jose, though, my mind immediately goes to the Sharks, the NHL team with the teal and black and the coolest jerseys in the NHL. Cuevas sets 2-2 to Park. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and that's the first out of the second inning. Still 2-1. Eddie Park goes swinging and missing. Not a bad pitch to go after. It's just a tough fastball to deal with from Johnny Cuevas. That'll be the first out, and Cuevas has his second punch out of the night. Chris Lanzilli will dig in now with 2-1 and one down. Speaking of the Middle California area, Chris Lanzilli actually was drafted by the San Francisco Giants in 2019. As this one is sharply grounded into left, played by the left fielder in Barrente. The throw comes in. Stopping at third is Calvin Harris. It's a station-to-station base hit for Chris Lanzilli. Willits to second, and Lanzilli is at first. So bases are chucked full of ballers with one down for our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. So the ballers pick up their second hit of the night. It's a Lanzilli single. So it'll be now bases loaded and one down, and a mound visit is due as the catcher in Fernandez and third baseman in Barragan are going to go talk with Cuevas. Bit of a tough scenario here. So bases loaded and one out. Our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy will step in for his first at-bat of the night. A coming Georgia native, but he played his college ball in this ballpark with the Citadel. He's played over 100 games in this ballpark and definitely knows this place in and out. First pitch is in the dirt block by the catcher in Fernandez. It's a 1-0 count on Cuevas. Again, the Citadel plays their college ball here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. And then McCarthy also played football. That's just across the street over at the Citadel. Check out the football stadium yesterday. It was pretty huge. 1-0 count. Cuevas has pitched to McCarthy. This one is low, a 2-0 count. The Citadel campus is exceptionally nice. They take care of all their cadets over there. Learn a little bit about their enrollment over there. About 3,300, and it's not a huge school over at the Citadel. Charleston, a college town for sure. They have the Citadel just on this side, and then the other side of the town, they have College of Charleston. 2-0 pitch from Cuevas. Fastball up and inside now, 3-0, and the plot thickens. The ballers are one ball away from Cuevas' arm to getting a 1-0 lead in this top of the second inning. As now Cuevas is only through an inning and a third, and he's already seen now eight batters in the order. 3-0 pitch. McCarthy will poke this one high and foul, staying alive. Saw a strike and liked it. It's a 3-1 count. So McCarthy has the pitch to play with here. It's a 3-1 count. As he's got runners at every base. Harris at third. Willits at second. And Lanzilli's at first. Big pitch coming here to McCarthy, 3-1. Here's the pitch from Cuevas. This one's lifted high and foul. This one may stay in play. Hooking towards the left field line. Barragan after it, and it'll fall in the bullpen area. Count will stay now at 3-2. And Ryan McCarthy. Of course, last thing you'd want here would be a ground ball, double play ball. Already an infield error by Carlos Colmenares. It's short. So it would kind of be a tough play, toss-up play regardless. Here in this top of the second inning. 3-2 count with one down. Ballers have not picked up a victory yet this week. Starting off on a hot start tonight would definitely help their case. 3-2 count, one down. Cuevas sets, glove of the waist, here's the pitch. McCarthy grounds this one up the middle. Colmenares the second for one, on to first, and it's an inning-ending double play. Ballers will leave the bases loaded and won't get anything out of it as McCarthy grounds the ball up the middle. A nice play by Colmenares. It's a 6-3 double play. Colmenares steps to the bag on a second for the second out. It is Chris Lanzilli, It's a 6-3 and double play, though. Ryan McCarthy is the third out of the inning. Well, bottom of the second, we still scoreless, but the Ballers have had plenty of opportunities. Noah Schultz back in the bump. We come back here at the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, still scoreless. Ballers and River Dogs. Ryan Cermak, Ryan Spikes, Carlos Colmenares due up. Bottom of the second inning, still a scoreless ball game between the Ballers and the Charleston River Dogs. Noah Schultz back at the bump. His first pitch to Cermak is a fastball on the inside corner called strike. 0-1 on Ryan Cermak. Cermak, Spikes, and Colmenares due up, still scoreless. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the fifth time this week. Ballers still in search of their first victory on the week. 0-1 is inside of Cermak. He has to duck out of the way. It's a 1-1 count. Cermak, one of the rare righty bats in the lineup tonight for the Charleston River Dogs. Each of their first three batters are lefties. Schultz will set on the bump. Here is the 1-1. Fastball is in there for a called strike. 1-2 on Ryan Cermak. At least five of their nine batters, all lefties in the top three. And then Colmenares and Berente in the 6 and 7 spots will be lefty-lefty matchups for Schultz. First pitch on the way, 1-2. This one's waved out and missed. He struck him out. Noah Schultz has his third strikeout of the night. He finished up the first inning with strikeouts of Kenny and Isaac, and he only continues his success tonight with now three strikeouts in a row. Ryan Spikes will dig in with nobody on base and one down. Spikes, the second baseman, he's bounced around to the infield and playing short and third also earlier this week. He digs in for the first time against Schultz. Pitch on the way from the lefty is a fastball on the inside corner called strike 0-1 on Ryan Spikes. He has been plunked in the shoulder above region a couple of times this week. Got to imagine if it happens again, he won't be too thrilled. 0-1 is waved and missed on a changeup, it appears, from Schultz. It's an 0-2 count on Ryan Spikes. Definitely wasn't a slider, but he took a few notches off on that pitch. Looked like a changeup from Schultz. 0-2 on the bump. Here is the pitch from the lefty. This one's grounded weakly to third. Baldwin will make the play. Bear hands it across the diamond. Tag applied by Willits. Tag applied. He's out. It's a 5-3 ground out for Ryan Spikes. A nice play all around in the infield. Baldwin with a bare handed grab and then a bit of an errant throw, but Bryce Willits stays calm, cool, and collected and makes the tag out at first for the out. Two outs and nobody on now for Carlos Colmenares. Well, this will be another fun matchup. Colmenares had the game-winning two-run blast in last night's ballgame in the fifth inning. That was the difference maker between Kannapolis and Charleston last night. It'll be a 1-0 count on Colmenares to start the at-bat. It looked like the catcher in Gonzalez wasn't back in his spot. So nonetheless, a 1-0 count. Schultz's pitch to Colmenares, a fastball in the inside corner. Quickly now, 1-1. Schultz got up to 96 with that fastball and some arm side run on it too. So Colmenares, the lefty, probably a little bit jammed on the play. 1-1, the lefty sets. Here is the pitch. This one is outside at 96, 2-1 on Colmenares. Schultz is probably a little juiced up on the mound. Not in that way. He's amped up. Poor choice of words. 2-1 count, two outs. Playing basically in the middle of the zone. 2-1 breaking ball outside corner, 2-2. Schultz let out a little bit of a grunt there on the 2-1. That slider broken off, though. It's a 2-2 count. 2-2 count with two outs. Colmenares is on the bump. Barrette, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Still scoreless here in Charleston. Schultz has struck out three batters tonight. 2-2 count on Colmenares. Here is the pitch. This one is just a bit low. Trying to fastball at 95. Instead, he'll have a full count on Colmenares. Schultz at 6'9", 220 pounds, and a lefty that has a three-quarter arm slot. Spells a lot of trouble. And he's shown it off tonight a little bit. 3-2 count with two outs. Here is the pitch to Colmenares. Low and outside for ball four. Carlos Colmenares is amped up a little bit. He definitely enjoyed that little bit of a walk he gets now. So a two-out free pass. One on now and two down for Christopher Barrette. So Barrette will dig in, a runner on first. It's Colmenares in two outs. Schultz has a two-out base runner to deal with. He'll check on the runner, and it's not in time. Just a pickoff attempt over there to Colmenares to check on the runner. Count is now still fresh on Barrette. Barrette at 5'7 against the 6'9 lefty and Noah Schultz. First pitch, runner going, fastball in there for a called strike. Throw it to second is a little bit off the mark. Gonzalez will field, but it's a 1-0 count and a stolen base on Colmenares, who is at second base in scoring position. Carlos Colmenares playing a little cocky out there tonight. Definitely kind of playing with a little bit of swagger. He's got a stolen base. It's the second stolen base of the night for the River Dogs. 1-0 count. Schultz's pitch delivered to Barrette. Fastball is upstairs, 2-0. On the left fielder, Barrette. Colmenares, I can't tell if he's jawing or not, but it definitely appears like he is. He's already at second base against Noah Schultz and the Ballers. Barrette at the plate. Schultz will send, pitch delivered. Wave and a miss on a 94-mile-an-hour two-seamer. 2-1 on Barrette. Good play by Jacob Gonzalez at short. He faked to the shortstop bag, the second base bag, where Colmenares dove back in. Instead of taking off for third, he had to dive back in a second while Schultz delivered the pitch. 2-1 offering to Barrette. Waved at a miss on a fastball inside. 2-2 on Barrette. A nice pitch from Schultz. 95 on the inside corner with arm side run is not going to be easy to hit. And Barrette can't get to it on an inside fastball from Schultz. 2-2 count, but two outs. Bottom of the second in a scoreless ball game. River Dogs threatening with a runner on second. Schultz's pitch delivered to Barrette. This one's flown into center field, drifting a little bit, and Eddie Park coming in after it will make the grab on the run for the out. There's the third out of this bottom of the second inning. Barrette flies into a center fielder, so F8 in the book. Three outs are now had. Noah Schultz still at no runs allowed with three strikeouts and just one hit and one walk on his night. Top of the third, Ballers seem to have the momentum at the plate. We'll see what comes of it in the top of the third. Gonzalez, Camilletti, and Gonzalez when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez will step in and lead it off in the top of the third inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Johnny Cuevas back of the bump. His first pitch delivered is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. Juan Gonzalez, Mario Camilleri, and Jacob Gonzalez do up. In this top of the third, sharp grounder on the 0-1 foul down the third baseline for Gonzalez. 0-2 your count. Now on our good buddy El Toro Bravo and Juan Gonzalez. Johnny Cuevas back for his third inning of action against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He has kind of escaped both innings. A leadoff single from Camilleri and then a few base runners on for Kannapolis in that second inning, but the defense for Charleston leaving him stranded. Pitches outside, a 1-2 count now to Gonzalez. Nice play at short by Colmenares on a grounder. He'll get the 1-2 grounder to him at short again. He fields it and fires the first in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Juan Gonzalez. One out now had. Top of the order in Mario Camilleri is due up. Colmenares has been a busy man at short tonight. Already made a few plays in the infield. Not a bad guy to test in the infield. He leads the River Dogs in errors on the season, with a grand total of 13 in the field. Pitch delivered to Camilleri. This one's poked high and foul. It'll be an 0-1 count on Mario Camilleri. Camilleri, his first time up, had a single. Little ground ball through, got in into the outfield, and Camilleri reached. 0-1 from Cuevas. It's a fastball in the inside corner. Camilleri will call time. Not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, it's an 0-2 count. Camilleri's been a little more vocal and a little more outgoing with where he thinks the calls have been. I don't hate it. Sometimes you just got to get clarification. 0-2 pitch on the way from the righty. This one skips in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Fernandez. 1-2 on Camilleri. Jacob Gonzalez awaiting on deck. A 1-2 count on Mario Camilleri. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the fifth time this week. 1-2 count. Cuevas sends from the wine. Here's the pitch. This one's poked out in the left field, and Berrente coming in a few steps will make the grab, it seems, for the out. Indeed he does. It's a F7 in the book for Camilleri. Two outs and nobody on base for Jacob Gonzalez. So Gonzalez will stand in for his second at-bat. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, but then was nabbed at first on a pickoff attempt from the catcher Fernandez to the first baseman Isaac. First pitch to Gonzalez is upstairs, a 1-0 count. Cuevas tried a fastball upstairs, couldn't get there. Cuevas is in his second season with the River Dogs. He spent last year here as well, as Gonzalez waves and misses at the 1-0. Now 1-1 on Gonzalez. Cuevas was 3-1, 19 games, just one start. 1-1 fastball inside corner. Now quickly 1-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. He is working quickly on now on the bump as Cuevas seems to be in a rhythm. Jacob Gonzalez looking to battle it here. 0-1-2 count, pitch delivered. This one's fouled off. Gonzalez stays alive. Count stays at 1-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Top of the third, still scoreless. Ballers out hitting Charleston 2-1. From the wine, Cuevas steals. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air, left field, trailing foul. Berrente chasing, but he'll run out of room as that one lands in about the second row of seats down in the corner. Count is 1-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Gonzalez again reaching on a fielder's choice in that first inning. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Wind blowing out to right a little bit here in Charleston. Should favor the lefty bat of Gonzalez. Cuevas taking his time. Pitch delivered. This one's hacked and a miss for strike three. Looks like a changeup off the arm of Cuevas, and he has another strikeout to his name, his third of the night. Jacob Gonzalez goes swinging a miss in for the third out. That'll be now a 1-2-3 inning for Cuevas. Bottom of the third, due up. Noah Schultz back in the bump. It'll be Barragan, Fernandez, and Diaz when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. We are still scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Edwin Barragan, the third baseman, awaiting to face Noah Schultz. Bottom of the third inning, still scoreless between these two sides. First pitch from Schultz to Barragan is inside, a 1-0 count on Barragan. It's Barragan, Fernandez, and Diaz due up in this bottom of the third, a 1-0 count. Schultz's fastball is inside. Barragan has to duck out of the way. It's a 2-0 count on the Riverdogs' third baseman. Barragan, Fernandez, and Diaz. Diaz, the only batter who's faced Schultz already in this game, and he's the only one who have picked up a hit. Schultz allowing just one walk and one hit in the night tonight. He has picked up a grand total of three strikeouts against the Riverdogs. 2-0 count. Here is the pitch. Fastball up and away. 3-0 on Edwin Barragan. Fernandez awaiting on deck. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the fifth time this week. Tomorrow, the series finale, the final time these two sides will play in 2023. 3-0 count. Schultz will set. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away for ball four. Schultz with a four-pitch walk of Edwin Barragan. That'll be a runner on now for Charleston. And nobody out. And due up is Mario Fernandez, the catcher. So Mario Fernandez stands in against Charleston. And it's the bottom of the third inning against Kannapolis, I should say. Schultz on the bump in his third inning of work. Probably will go about three or four tonight. Pitch on the way from the lefty. This one's hacked and a miss on a fastball. 0-1 on Mario Fernandez. Righty bat, 5'11", 172-pound catcher from Maracay, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2019 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-1 Schultz's pitch, fastball up and away. A 1-1 count now on Mario. Fernandez with his second second game of this week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Last night it was Rodaelys Martinez getting the start. Tonight Mario Fernandez getting some playing time. Schultz will set, 1-1. Fastball up and inside, 2-1 now on the fastball. Throwing Noah Schultz's opponent in Mario Fernandez. Schultz has walked two tonight, struck out three. Looking to keep the River Dogs off the base paths as much as possible. 2-1, Schultz's pitch delivered, waved at a miss on a changeup, now 2-2. Schultz came back with a changeup. He hasn't thrown that much, but he's definitely throwing it a little more frequent tonight against the River Dogs. He's been mainly a fastball slider guy. When he throws a changeup there, and catches Fernandez off guard. Schultz will step off and check on the rosin bag. Grab a little more rosin, some of the legal sticky stuff, as we call it. 2-2 count. Schultz on the bump on the third base side of the rubber. He'll check on the runner at first. It's not in time. 2-2 your count on Mario Fernandez. John Diaz awaiting on deck, the center fielder. Schultz will send with a long look at first. Bar down there, here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, throw in a second on the runner. Going is Wild, he gets to the center. He'll tank off for third. Throw comes in from Park from center into third, and he's in there safely. A Wild throw from Juan Gonzalez behind the dish. Gets loose in a center, and taking off for third is Bargon. A ball at the plate, so the only thing now that can prevent the runner from scoring would be a bunch of strikeouts from Noah Schultz. So we'll see what comes here with Mario Fernandez stepping in with a 3-2 count. It's a stolen base and then an E2, allowing him to get to a third. A 3-2 count, infield will play in with nobody out. Schultz's pitch. Swung and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Another changeup off the arm of Schultz, and he gets him on the outside corner. A nicely placed pitch against Mario Fernandez, and he goes waving and missing. Schultz offers another changeup tonight, and John Diaz will step in now with the runner on third and one down. So Schultz will step in with a runner on third, one down against John Diaz. First pitch delivered, a fastball is in there called strike, 0-1 on John Diaz. Cooper Kinney awaiting on deck. Diaz 1-for-1 tonight. He's got a single. He's the only hit of the night for Charleston. 0-1 Schultz will set. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in there for a called strike, 0-2 on John Diaz. Couple of strikeouts here would do a lot of good for Noah Schultz. Certainly would help the case with the runner on third in Bargon. 0-2, one out. Here's the pitch. Waved out and fouled. A slider that had a lot of movement on it, and Diaz just gets a piece of it. Schultz with the Bugs Bunny-looking slider. Thing is filthy. 0-2 count, one down, third base side of the rubber for the lefty, Schultz. Here is the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. That'll be a souvenir out in the parking lot for Lucky Fan, 0-2. Count with one down, infield still playing in with Bargon at third. Diaz stands in a slightly open stance, 0-2 from Noah Schultz. Wide and snagged by Gonzalez, 1-2. On deck, as mentioned, is the DH Cooper Kinney. Diaz on a four-game on-base streak, a four-game hit streak. Extends it today with now five. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Noah Schultz with another strikeout. This time another slider. And John Diaz goes chasing. That's now five of the night for Schultz. Two outs and a runner still on third. So Schultz does exactly what he needs to do and gets two strikeouts. So now Cooper Kinney, even if he puts the ball into play, wouldn't be a likely scoring of Edwin Bargon at third. So two outs now. Kinney needs a base hit to score the runner. First pitch from Schultz to Kinney is spun in just a bit low and outside. He thought he had a strike. Nonetheless, it'll be a 1-0 count. Kinney, his first time up, struck out against the lefty Schultz. A lefty-lefty matchup, as has been the trend tonight for the River Dogs. 1-0 pitch. Outside 2-0, trying another slider. So two straight breaking pitches to Cooper Kinney. Have to imagine a fastball coming with the two breaking pitches to start against Kinney. Schultz stands in on the rubber. Here's a 2-0 fastball. This one's grounded to first. Willits keeps it in front of him. Going to be a tough play at first. Underhand, Schultz covers it first. Does he get the out? Yes, he does. A nice play. Noah Schultz gets out of the frame. Runner on third with nobody out. Fernandez strikes out. Diaz strikes out, and a 3-1 ground out. Schultz single-handedly helps out his case here in this bottom of the third inning. Nice work from Noah Schultz. Fields his position and gets out of it with still now a scoreless ball game headed to the top of the fourth. Good work from Schultz. We'll send it to a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Scoreless in Charleston between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston River Dogs. Brooks Baldwin, Calvin Harris, and Bryce Willits do up here in this top of the fourth inning. And Johnny Cuevas back in the bump. First pitch to Baldwin. Grounded to first. Xavier Isaac will make the routine play. Steps on the bag for the out. One pitch, one out. It's a 3-2 ground out. Brooks Baldwin is the first out. Calvin Harris, the DH, will step in. So just like that, one down, top of the fourth inning. Cuevas is now through 3 1/3. His longest outing in July was 5 innings. He did it twice. Certainly can't eat through some innings. We'll see what comes of the night for Johnny Cuevas. First pitch to Harris. Outside, a 1-0 count now. Ballers and River Dogs still scoreless. It's been a pitcher's duel. Cuevas working a little bit less efficiently than Schultz. 1-0 flailing effort from Isaac at first with the grounder. Covering at the bases, Cuevas, a 3-1 put out of Calvin Harris. A nice effort from Isaac on the dive to his right. The lefty, though, makes the snag and underhands to first for the covering Cuevas. Two outs, nobody on base. Bryce Willits due up. Again, Johnny Cuevas, the starting arm tonight. He's in his fourth inning of action. Following that will be Jake Christensen. He will be the second scheduled pitcher on the evening for the Charleston River Dogs. Pitch delivered on the righty to Willits. This one's Scott in the left center. Coming in is Barrette, and he will have it in his eyes and has it in his hands. Four out number three. It's an F7, and just like that, end of the fourth inning here in the top of the fourth in Charleston. Bottom four, Noah Schultz will return to the bump after a really, really nice bottom of the third. He'll come back out and look to replicate it in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be Isaac, Cermak, and Spikes when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Scoreless in Charleston.
Let's go! Play, ladies and gentlemen, take place shortly after the game.
Xavier Isaac, Ryan Cermak, Ryan Spike, Sue up against Noah Schultz in this bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers in River Dogs battling for the fifth time this week. Schultz in his fourth inning of action against these River Dogs. His first pitch to Isaac is a bit outside on a fastball. 1-0 is your count. Isaac, his first time up, struck out swinging on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Noah Schultz as he offers another one to start this at-bat. A 1-0 count. Schultz sets on the bump, working exclusively from the stretch. Here is the 1-0 breaking ball. This one is spun in beautifully to a lefty bat of Isaac. 1-1 is your count. That is just filthy. What is a lefty bat going to do against that? It looks like it's going to hit you for about three-quarters of the way, and then it breaks in and hits the zone. 1-1 pitch on the way from the lefty. This one is spun just a bit outside. 2-1 on Xavier Isaac. Schultz in his fourth inning of work. He has gone four innings just once this season. It was his last time out against the Delmarva Shorebirds, in which he picked up his first career victory. 2-1. Fastball. Check swing from Isaac. He goes around on it, says Frank Jones, our home plate umpire. 2-2 on Isaac. Ryan Cermak, Ryan Spikes do up in this bottom of the fourth inning. A 2-2 count. Schultz on the bump, looking to get through this fourth inning unscathed. 2-2, the lefty's pitch. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Noah Schultz has another strikeout to his book. Xavier Isaac will have a seat. He is the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. One down, and now Ryan Cermak will step in. Six punch outs on the night for Noah Schultz, and four of them have come in the top third of the order for the Charleston River Dogs. So a good little stretch here for the lefty Noah Schultz from Oswego, Illinois. First pitch from the lefty to Cermak is on the inside corner, 0-1, at 86 miles an hour, starting him with a changeup. He's been throwing the changeup a little more consistently, has Schultz. Trying to work that third pitch into the mix, along with the fastball and the slider. 0-1 on the way. This is a fastball. It's fouled off. 0-2 count, excuse me. It was another changeup. It had the same motion as his fastball, but the tick down to 87 miles an hour indicates it was a changeup. He's got about 7 to 8 miles an hour difference in his fastball to his changeup. 0-2 pitch. This one's popped up a mile high in foul ground. That'll end up as a souvenir. Schultz came back and offered him a fastball. Instead, it'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is 0-2 on Ryan Cermak. O-2 count on Cermak. Digs in. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside on another changeup. 1-2. Looked like a pitch. He just tried to set up something. 1-2 count with one down. Ryan Spikes awaiting on deck. Schultz sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another changeup, and Cermak goes chasing. How about seven of the night for Noah Schultz? It's a career high now for the lefty. Seven punch outs on his night. Two outs, and Ryan Spikes will dig in. Seven strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings pitch. Noah Schultz has set a new career high. His previous high was 6 3 innings against the Down East Wood Ducks. He's at 3 2/3 and has picked up a 7 punch outs here in Charleston. This one is outside of the first pitch. A 1-0 count now on to Ryan Spikes, the second baseman. Looks like the lefty getting loose down the line for Kannapolis is Ben Butel. 1-0 curveball is in there for a called strike. The slider, rather, is placed in there perfectly. 1-1. Off his arm, it looks like a curveball from here, but I know for a fact it has almost no up and down movement. It's all sideways. 1-1, this is low and inside to Spikes. 2-1 on the River Dogs second baseman. Butel getting loose down the line and left for Kannapolis. He more than likely will be the arm to follow Noah Schultz when his night is done. 2-1, pitch delivered to Spikes. Fastball is a roped foul. Count will be 2-2 on Ryan Spikes. His first time up, grounded out to the third baseman, Baldwin. And Schultz had a career high of 7 through 3 2/3. Looking to make it 8 in 4 innings of work. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Here is the pitch. Fastball, check swing, did he go? No, says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. Count will run full on spikes. Schultz has walked 2 batters tonight, Colmenares and Barragan. Definitely would like to see another strikeout rather than another walk by Schultz. 3-2 count with 2 outs. Lefty sets, here's the pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. 8 strikeouts in 4 innings for Noah Schultz, and the Ballers keep the River Dogs off the scoreboard through 4 innings of work. Noah Schultz, 4 innings, 8 strikeouts. It's a career high for the lefty, and the Ballers keep the River Dogs off the scoreboard. It is still scoreless here in Charleston. Top of the 5th, we'll take it to a break and be right back on the Ballers and Baseball Network. 0-0 to the 5th we go. Johnny Cuevas back in the bump for Charleston when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Eddie Park will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Chris Lanzilli, Ryan McCarthy to follow here in this top of the 5th inning. Johnny Cuevas back at the bump. His first pitch delivered to Park. It's a 1-0 count as it's a fastball up and away. Park, Lanzilli, and McCarthy, top of the 5th inning. Ballers and River Dogs still scoreless here in Charleston. It's been a nice night for baseball thus far. Park will lift this 1-0 in the left center. Hit well, Berrente backtracking, will make the grab for the out. Finally took a stop on a dive and made the catch for the out. Eddie Park flies into left for the first down. One down, Chris Lanzilli will dig in. So Lanzilli will step in with nobody on base and one down. He had a single his first time up, did Lanzilli. As Eddie Park flies into left field. And his second at-bat of the night. Cuevas will work. Here's the first pitch. This one's up and inside. Lanzilli almost gets hit in the chinny-chin-chin. It'll run to a 1-0 count on a Chris Lanzilli. Cuevas working from the wide, a quick motion, 1-0 pitch. Lanzilli will lift this one, hit well into center field, but Diaz backtracking will make the grab in the run for the out. It's a F8 in the book for Chris Lanzilli. A well-hit ball, but he just got under it a little bit. 2 outs now, and Ryan McCarthy will dig in. Nobody on base, and 2 down. Well, both Schultz and Johnny Cuevas have been kind of impressive tonight. Ballers have had a few more chances to get on base. They've certainly not had a way to get on the scoreboard quite yet. Still 2 goose eggs out in left field. First pitch to McCarthy in there, called strike 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. And the Ballers will wrap up the series tomorrow, and then they'll head home for 6 games at home against the Down East Wood Ducks at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be glad to be back for sure. Pitch outside, a 1-1 count now on Ryan McCarthy. It'll be good to be back home. The Ballers will be home for 12 games in a row at Atrium Health Ballpark starting on Tuesday. 1-1 is lifted foul, 1-2 on McCarthy. 6 at home against the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. And then 6 against the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. After those 2 weeks, well, Ballers will then head back on the road again for their next to last trip of the season against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization, taking the crosstown rivalry to the single-A level on the road. Pitch is outside, a 2-2 count on McCarthy. Really fun to go to Myrtle Beach. The Ballers have never been to Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans have made two visits to Kannapolis. It's our turn to go down there. 2-2 from Cuevas. Foul tipped off the bat of McCarthy. Count will run to 2-2 on the Ballers' right fielder. Staying just above the Mendoza line at 207 is McCarthy. He's been able to reach this week with a barrage of walks. Has Ryan McCarthy. 0-2, Cuevas' pitch. Grounded up the middle. Cuevas snags it, but it falls out of his glove to the left of the mound. He can't pick it up, but he's got butterfingers, and Ryan McCarthy will reach first base. Probably an E1 on the play, I would have to imagine, as we'll see what the scoring decision is up here. McCarthy will reach on the play. It'll be a base hit, rather, for McCarthy. So a two-out single for the right fielder. One on now and two outs for Juan Gonzalez. So McCarthy gets on base with a two-out single up the middle. A hard-hit grounder. It was stopped by the glove of Cuevas, but they couldn't pick it up. Kind of rushed the play, so it's a base hit for McCarthy. We'll see what comes of it. Two outs now. Gonzalez will dig in. Check on the runner first, and McCarthy will have to head to second as this one gets loose in the warning track. McCarthy will head to second on an error this time by Cuevas. It'll be a E1, allowing them to get to second on the pickoff attempt. So at second now is McCarthy, runner in scoring position for Kannapolis with Gonzalez at the plate. Juan Gonzalez batting is 0 for 1 tonight. 270 on the season. He's got one homer and a 3 RBI. Good lean at second for McCarthy. Cuevas' pitch delivered. Gonzalez fouls this one off. That'll end up in the seats. Heads up. Nice grab of the front row by a lucky fan. It's an 0-1 count on Juan Gonzalez. Still scoreless here in Charleston. 0-1 count with two outs. Cuevas will check on the runner at second. McCarthy dives back in at second. A nice play. McCarthy with a very ambitious lead. Ryan Spikes can't get the tag down, though. So an 0-1 count as Cuevas on the bump currently at 66 pitches. Pitch delivered from the righty. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. It's an 0-2 count still on Gonzalez. So only three hits tonight for Kannapolis till now. Camilletti, Lanzilli, and McCarthy. And this is the ninth batter in the lineup. The second time the Ballers have gone through the lineup. So a hit and a half per time through the lineup. Not a great ratio, but we'll see what comes in the rest of the night. 0-2 outside, a 1-2 count. Now on Juan Gonzalez. The River Dogs have been held off of basically everything thus far here tonight, as they have gotten just one hit. 1-2 count with two outs. Cuevas sent to the bump. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll be a 1-2 count still on Gonzalez. There has been an adjustment made. They are going to say McCarthy reached on an error to get on to first base, and then he got the second on error as well. So three errors on the board for Charleston, both from Johnny Cuevas and then one from Carlos Colmenares. 1-2 count. Cuevas sets. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez will ground this one weakly to third. Barragán will make the play. Set his feet across to first. He goes for the out. 5-3 ground out for Juan Gonzalez. That is the third out of this top of the fifth inning. So Ballers still scoreless with Charleston. Just three total hits for the two sides tonight, as there have been more errors than there have hits in tonight's ballgame. Bit of a weird ballgame here in the low country in South Carolina. But Noah Schultz's night is done. Looks like Ben Butel will take over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network scoreless in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Carlos Colmenares, Christopher Barrette, and Edwin Barragán do up in this bottom of the fifth inning here in Charleston. New arm of the month for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's Ben Beutel. His 0-1 to Colmenares is lifted high and foul down the left field side. 0-2 on the shortstop of Colmenares. Ben Beutel, 6 foot, 165 pound lefty, 23 years of age from Davenport, Iowa, is the lefty in Ben Beutel. 0-2 pitch inside and it hits Colmenares in the rib. That can't be comfortable. He will drop to his feet, and it's a hit-by pitch for Beutel. He will have now a runner to deal with as Colmenares is going to need to catch his breath. That pitch ran in and hit him in the ribs. He's now back to his feet. Haley Williams will come out and check on Colmenares, make sure he's all good. Sean Smedley over as well to check on him. He's back to his feet. We'll see if he stays in the ballgame. He was hit right in the rib from a fastball from Ben Beutel. So it'll be one on and nobody out. A hit-by pitch from the lefty Beutel. Colmenares is going to take a free pass to first base. So Christopher Barrette will dig in now with a runner on first and nobody out. Barrette, the left fielder, will face off against Beutel for the first time. In one at-bat against Schultz, he flew out into center. But Barrette now will have to change his tune to face Beutel. First pitch delivered. Barrette shows bunt, and it goes around on it. No, they don't call it around on it. They'll say he pulled back. It's a 1-0 count on Barrette. Beutel enters as the arm to follow Schultz tonight. 3-1 of the 2.60 ERA has been Beutel. 1-0 pitch delivered. A breaking ball is outside. Now 2-0 on Barrette. Beutel, kind of that sidearm delivery, former Iowa Hawkeye, is our good buddy in the butane torch, Ben Beutel. Appeared last on Wednesday night, 3 runs in 3 hits in 2 innings of work with 2 walks and a strikeout. Barrette gets a bunt down on the 2-0. This one's placed perfectly. Willits will underhand to Beutel, but he can't get in there to the first base bag, and he's on with an infield single. The second goes Colmenares, and Barrette is on with an infield bunt single. So 2-1 now and nobody out, and due up is Edwin Barragán, the third baseman. Well, Barragán will step in with 2-1 and nobody out against Ben Beutel. Beutel, as mentioned, out of the bullpen exclusively, has not made any starts. 3-1 on the season. He struck out 33 batters and walked just 9 as he gets this bunt down. Diving after it is Gonzalez. Beutel goes flying, trying to make sure he doesn't hit his own player. Instead, it'll be an 0-1 count. A foul bunt off the bat of Barragán. A bit of a weird play there. Beutel shows the hops as Gonzalez goes diving after the ball, trying to make the catch on the foul bunt. Beutel also chasing, as the pitcher definitely likes to feel his own position. Instead of reaching out and diving after and causing a collision, he jumps over Gonzalez. So an 0-1 count on Barragán. Beutel sets. Here's the pitch. Gets another punt down. This one is lifted in foul ground. It'll drop in the warning track area, though, 0-2 on Edwin Barragán. Really trying to lay a bunt down. Instead, 11-0-2 count now. And another foul bunt is a third strike on Barragán. Runner at second is Colmenares. Reached on a hit by pitch. Runner at first is Barrette. He reached on a single. As Butel and the Ballers looking to hold the River Dogs off the scoreboard in tonight's game thus far. They've done it so far through four plus innings, I should say. 0-2 count, Butel's pitch. This one's looped into left into right field. That is right at Ryan McCarthy. He makes the grab for the out. Throw comes in. It's a beauty. Former quarterback Ryan McCarthy gets the ball in quickly. So an F9 for Edwin Barragán. One down now, and Mario Fernandez will dig in. Mario Fernandez struck out swinging in his first at-bat tonight against Noah Schultz. He'll face off against Ben Butel for the first time tonight. Butel has only faced the River Dogs that one time back on Wednesday, where he ran into some trouble. 2-1, here's the pinch to the catcher. This one is outside on a 73-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 1-0 your count. Butel doesn't throw very hard, but the lefty throws from a weird arm slot, and he throws junk. Most of his stuff just moves. Very tough to pick up on from the former Iowa Hawkeye, Ben Butel. 1-0 pitch. This one's lined sharply down the left field line. Hooking foul. 1-1 count on Mario Fernandez as Ben Butel will have an even count on Fernandez, the catcher. John Diaz, center fielder, awaiting on deck. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He got a hit off of Noah Schultz. Colmenares at second, and at first is Barrette. 1-1 from Butel. Curveball outside, waiting it out is Fernandez. A wise choice. It's 2-1. The arm warming down the line for Charleston is indeed Jake Christensen, who will follow up the Ronnie and Johnny Cuevas next time through. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Butel gets him swinging and missing with an 84-mile-an-hour pitch up in the zone. 2-2 now on Mario Fernandez. Fernandez batting just 147 on the season. Entering it tonight, batting 152, just one extra base hit. 2-2 from Butel. Popped up in foul ground, that'll be over my head. Count will stay at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Top of the order in John Diaz awaiting on deck patiently. Still just one down in the frame. A ground ball would do a lot of good here if you're Ben Butel. 2-2 pitch. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Mario Fernandez crowded the plate, but it doesn't matter. It's a called third strike on Mario Fernandez, and Ben Butel has his first punch out of the night. So two outs and a 2-1 still for John Diaz, the center fielder. Of note, still no Chandler Simpson in the order for the Charleston River Dogs. He sits out for the second night in a row. As Simpson tweaked his hamstring earlier this week. First pitch delivered. Diaz will ground this one a short. Gonzalez with a silky play. Across the first he goes for the out. 6-3 ground out for John Diaz. And the Ballers get out of another inning with River Dog batters on base. Ben Butel plays hero and allows a hit-by-pitch and a single. But then a fly out, a strikeout, and a ground out has now made it the top of the sixth inning. Ballers and River Dogs are still scoreless. It's been a pitcher's duel tonight. We'll see who can strike first as Jake Christensen's going to take over for the River Dogs when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston.
Jumping in at number 9, Jake Christensen. Second base, number 4, Mario Cavalletti.
Top of the sixth, top of the order. Two up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mario Camilleni steps in. His first pitch delivered is in there for a called strike 0-1 against the new arm on the hump for the Charleston River Dogs. 6 foot, 380-pound righty. It's Jake Christensen taking over in relief of Johnny Cuevas as Christensen's first pitch is a called strike. Second pitch also a called strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Camilleni will call time. Christensen, a 15th round pick in 2022 and a Feather River JUCO in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Again, a 15th round selection. He allowed one run in four innings of work last week against Augusta. He has been sharp on the bump as Christensen. 0-2 pitch to Camilleni is a bit outside, 1-2. Now on Camilleni. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the fifth time this week. Six total meetings between these two sides. This week in Charleston, 1-2, Christensen sets. Here's the pitch. Curveball is a bit outside, 2-2. Now on Camilleni. Camilleni, the Carolina League leader in walks and on base percentage. He has reached once tonight with a single. He flew out his last time up against Johnny Cuevas. Christensen from the stretch, 2-2. Inside and low, Camilleni takes all the way. Count will run full. Final line tonight for Johnny Cuevas. 5 shutout innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 errors on his board, as well as 3 strikeouts. He had a throwing error and a fielding error. Did Johnny Cuevas, 3-2. Camilleni pokes this one in the left. That's going to drop in front of Barrette and be a base hit. Mario Camilleni now with a multi-hit game. He is on base for the second time tonight. 1 single in the board so far for Kannapolis. It'll be now 1 on and nobody out for Jacob Gonzalez. 7:30 here in Charleston. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the Carolina League as well as Gonzalez will step in. Middle of the eighth inning, the Down East Wood Ducks on top 3-2 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in that fifth game of six between the two sides in the Battle of the Birds. Top of the seventh in Augusta, the Green Jackets leading 5-4 over the Columbia Fireflies in game two of that doubleheader. Columbia and Augusta playing a 2 tonight over at SRP Park. Christensen taking his time. First pitch to Gonzalez is a breaking ball on the inside corner. 0-1 on Gonzalez. Top of the sixth in Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats trailing the Salem Red Sox by a score of 5-0. Story up in Fredericksburg tonight is Dylan Cruz, the number one overall selection in the 2023 MLB draft, making his pro debut in single A. 0-1 grounded to third. Bargon can't make the play, and it's in loose in the left for a base hit. We'll see what comes of this official scoring decision. They're going to call another error, this time on the E5, allowing Jacob Gonzalez to reach at first base. To second goes Camilleni. So an E5 allows Gonzalez to reach. That's now 4 errors on the board for Charleston. 2 on and nobody out for Brooks Baldwin. Dylan Cruz tonight, the number one pick in the Major League Baseball, the number two pick, I should say, in the Major League Baseball draft by the Washington Nationals. He is 0-2 tonight at the plate against the Salem Red Sox. First pitch on the way to Baldwin is low and outside. A 1-0 count now on Brooks. Top of the second in Del Mar for the Shorebirds, hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats in Lynchburg. On top, 2-0. And that one, they already won final in game tonight. Down East taking a 3-2 win over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Baldwin pops the 1-0 up into shallow left. Barrente after it. Colmenar is also there. Barrente, though, will call everyone off and make the grab for the out. F7 in the book for Brooks Baldwin. 1 down, 2 on still, and Calvin Harris will dig in. Columbia and Augusta will play game 2 tonight. After the conclusion of their game they're playing right now, Hurston Waldrop making his debut with the Augusta Green Jackets tonight. He struck out 8 3 innings of work. Not too shabby for the Braves' first-round selection. First pitch to Calvin Harris is inside. A 1-0 count now on the Ballers' designated hitter tonight in Calvin Harris. 2-1, 1 down. Harris tonight has reached once on an error. From Colmenar is it short. 1-0 count. Christensen sets. Pitch delivered. Fastball is up and away. A 2-0 count on Calvin Harris. Christensen last tossed a start last week against the Augusta Green Jackets. He went four innings against Augusta, where he gave up one run on five hits. Walked two, and he struck out five. Last time out did Christensen. 2-0, fastball outside corner, 2-1 on Calvin Harris. Got the start in game two of that doubleheader on last Sunday's action. Calvin Harris 0 for 2 tonight. Looking to get on base for the second time tonight, though, as he reached on an error. 2-1. Inside corner for a called strike. Harris not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, it's a 2-2 count. Awaiting on deck is Bryce Willits. Ballers with 2 on and 1 down in this top of the 6th inning. We are still scoreless. Christensen with a deep breath takes a peek at second. Here is the pitch. Harris will poke this one down the line and left. Hooking. Foul. 2-2 your count on Calvin Harris. Willits awaiting on deck. Willits reach on a walk in the second. That second inning shaping up to be a carbon copy so far this sixth inning. 2-1 early for Kannapolis. We'll see if they can get some better results. 2-2 pitch. Harris checks, swings it to go around. Doesn't matter. Called third strike. Calvin Harris will go down on strikes. Two outs now. Christensen gets the second out he needed. Now Bryce Willits will stand in with two on and a two down.
First base, number 27, Bryce, what you talking about Willits?
Bryce will dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Willits has reached once tonight on a free pass. He flew out into left his last time up to Barrette. Christensen on the bump. He'll deliver the pitch. Willits will line this one into center. John Diaz has it and has to backtrack, but he makes the grab for the out. And that is the third out of the top of the sixth inning in F8. A well-hit ball by Willits, but just a little hit too well as Diaz only had to backtrack. And that is the completion of the top of the sixth inning. We're still scoreless here in Charleston. Ballers and River Dogs kind of battling it out in a pitcher's duel. We'll see what comes of the rest of tonight's game. Until then, bottom of the sixth, we'll take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Charleston. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Cooper Kinney will step in against Ben Butel. First pitch delivered is fouled off straight back. It's an 0-1 count on Cooper Kinney. Kinney, Isaac, and Ryan Cermak do up. Ben Butel back for his second inning of action. The lefty from Davenport, Iowa. Former Iowa Hawkeye is impressed. And of the bullpen in relief of Noah Schultz is 0-1 to Kinney. His sponge just a bit outside. 1-1 is your count. This game is giving off vibes that whoever scores first is going to win this ballgame. It's been a tough stretch for both sides to find offense. Pitch is in there on the inside corner to Cooper Kinney. It's a 1-2 count. Kinney, Isaac, and Cermak do up. Kinney is 0-2 tonight. Struck out and he grounded out. Pitch delivered. This one's waved at a miss. He struck him out. Ben Butel has his second strikeout of the night. One down now in the sixth inning. Kinney strikes out for the second time tonight. And Xavier Isaac will step in. So now we're through three at-bats for Cooper Kenny, who's got an 11-game on-base streak, and he is 0-for-3 tonight. Isaac's at the plate. He's got a 4-game on-base streak, and he's 0-for-2. He grounds this one up the middle of the short. Gonzalez with the play. To first, he goes for the out. Just like that, two outs are had in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two outs, and Ryan Cermak, the right fielder, will dig in. Cermak struck out twice on his night so far, both against Noah Schultz, though, his first time facing Ben Butel. Here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Oh, did we mention, by the way, it's Noah Schultz's 20th birthday. He gets a career high in strikeouts on his 20th birthday. Pitches inside and low, a 1-0 count now on Ryan Cermak. How about the night for Schultz tonight? 4 innings, 8 strikeouts. And the freshly turned 20-year-old impresses on the bump. 1-0 from Butel is in there, called strike 1-1. On to Ryan Cermak. Emily Schultz actually with the assist on that one. Shout out to Noah's sister Emily, former Stanford softball player. Very active on X or Twitter, whatever it's called. 1-1. Fastball is low. Butel gets him in the inside corner though. 1-2 on Ryan Cermak. Schultz family has been fantastic. Noah's dad Larry always reaching out, helping out with info on Noah. 1-2 pitch. Waved down and foul off straight back. 1-2 on Ryan Cermak. I will take this moment to say thank you to all the families and loved ones, friends that tune in to hear your son, your brother, your boyfriend, your husband, whoever is in a Ballers jersey play. 1-2 pitch. Waved down and fouled off by Cermak. 1-2 is your count. Always nice to get notes from family. Of course, I don't do this to get recognition at all. It's just part of the fun. But we appreciate every single one of our listeners here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action tonight, live from Charleston. 1-2 from Butel to Cermak. Waved down and fouled off. A good at-bat between Cermak and Ben Butel, as Cermak has now fouled off two pitches in a row. Butel finding the zone quite a bit. He's had 27 strikeouts and 27 pitches, 20 strikes on his night. 1-2 to Cermak again. Is up and inside of the hands. Cermak will squeeze the hands into the chest. 2-2 on the right fielder, Cermak. Ryan Spikes, second baseman awaiting on deck. 2-2 count. Butel will rock-a-bye baby on the bump. Here's a 2-2. This one is an emergency swing, staying alive. It's fouled off. Cermak will stay up with a 2-2 count. Two and two, your count with two outs. Cermak digging in. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Butel is on the bump, working from the windup. Here is the 2-2 to Cermak. Another emergency swing and another foul ball. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat incoming between Butel and Ryan Cermak. 2-2 count with two outs. Spikes awaiting. 2-2 from Schultz on the 10th pitch of the at-bat is inside, and we'll have an 11th pitch as it's now full on Ryan Cermak. We will see an 11th pitch of this at-bat as Ben Butel finding a way to sit down Cermak. 3-2 count, two outs, bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch from Butel. Another ground ball foul and make it now a 12-pitch at-bat. Cermak staying alive. Carlos Colmenar is in the dugout, who is in the hole. He is sent to bat after Spikes. He did a little bit of a dance to avoid that foul ball from Cermak. 3-2, here's the pitch from the lefty, Butel. This one's lined to the right. That'll drop in front of McCarthy and be a base hit. And Butel will kind of obviously be a little frustrated, I'd assume. Cermak will reach with a two-out single. It's a base hit for Cermak. One on now and two out. Ryan Spikes will dig in to continue this bottom of the sixth inning. So finally a 12-pitch at-bat results in a single for Cermak on a little line drive that just fell in front of Ryan McCarthy and Wright. Two outs in this bottom of the sixth inning. Both sides with three hits apiece. Charleston, though, with four errors. Kannapolis with one. Spikes will lift this first pitch he sees. Hit well into left center field. Drifting over, though, is Eddie Park in center. Makes the grab for the out, and just like that, one pitch is all that's needed to retire Ryan Spikes. He is now 0-4-3. He flies out into center, and where Eddie Park makes the grab. Well, to the back third of baseball we go. Ballers and River Dogs are still scoreless. It's been a bit of a wild game tonight. Three hits aside, six hits and five errors combined between the two sides. But we'll send it to the seventh. Park, Lenz, Ilya McCarthy due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health. Because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Eddie Park leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the seventh inning, a scoreless ball game here in Charleston. First pitch grounded through in a left for a base hit. Eddie Park, one pitch and a one base hit here in this top of the seventh inning. Park is on base for the first time tonight, making a four-game on base streak for the center fielder. The eighth round pick in Eddie Park. He's on first, nobody out, and Chris Lanzilli will step in. Making a three-game hit streak and a four-game on base streak for Eddie Park, who has definitely impressed in his short time with Kannapolis. Lanzilli is going to step in with a runner on and nobody out against Jake Christensen, back for his second inning of action. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is tapped towards third. Barragan's going to come in, and the only play he'll have is the first. He'll record the out there, but sliding in at second is Park. A bit of a nicely tapped ball by Lanzilli. Just a little too shallow for Barragan to make a crossbody throw over to second. So Park is in at second, and Lanzilli is retired on a 5-3 ground out. One out now. Ryan McCarthy, right fielder, will step in. So Park at second base with a decent lead. Runner in scoring position for Ryan McCarthy. He's got a chance to be a hero in front of his home crowd. Christensen's first pitch delivered. This one is lifted foul over my head. And a 1 count on the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. He reached on two errors in the fifth inning. First an error by Cuevas on the fielding play that got him to first. And then he got to second on a wild throw and a pickoff attempt that got loose, and he ended to second. Park with a good lead at second. Christensen's 0-1 to McCarthy. Fouled off 0-2 on our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. O-2 count with one down. Right fielder Ryan McCarthy digging in. Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way from Christensen. This one's inside. Throws to the second base. Park has got a good lead, but he's in there again safely. 1-2 count on Ryan McCarthy. Juan Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Top of the seventh inning here in Charleston. Approaching 2 hours of game time. Still no score. Christensen with a deep breath on the bump. Takes a peek at second. Park with a good lead. Here's the 1-2. So we're going to wave that foul tip. Can't make the grab behind this. Fernandez. It's a 1-2 count. still on Ryan McCarthy. Again, this is the fifth game of six this week. Tomorrow, 5:05, your scheduled series finale. It'll be Mason Adams against Trevor Martin. 1-2, Christensen on the bump. Here's the pitch. Grounded towards second. It's coming into play. It is Spikes. That'll remove the runner to third. McCarthy grounds out. It'll be a 4-3 ground out. Eddie Park is in at third safely. Another weak tapper in the infield and moves the runner up. So McCarthy to second is the second out. Runner at third, though, is Eddie Park. And Juan Gonzalez with the ball in play here could hand Kannapolis the lead. Again, a base hit here certainly could help. As Kannapolis has the go-ahead run at third, it's Eddie Park. First pitch to Gonzalez is a bit inside. Count is 1-0 on Ryan McCarthy. Juan Gonzalez at the plate. McCarthy was just retired. Haven't updated the scoreboard. Let's take a peek at the scoreboard for a second after I read some stats. 1-0 from Christensen. This one is on the inside corner. A 1-1 count on Juan Gonzalez. 0-2, a pair of groundouts tonight. Ballers with just three hits on the board. Four. And Eddie Park had their fourth hit of the night to start off this inning. 1-1 from Christensen. Fastball just a bit outside. Try to stretch the zone. 2-1 on Juan Gonzalez. Park is at third. Advancing on a pair of groundouts from Lanzilli and Ryan McCarthy. He was at first, moved to second, and then moved to third. 2-1, Christensen, the righty's pitch. Fastball, this one is outside as well, making now a 3-1 count on Juan Gonzalez. Mario Camaletti awaiting on deck. Of course, a dangerous batter with a multi-hit game tonight. Gonzalez and the ballers looking to find a way to get through and get the lead. Christensen's 3-1. This one's lined sharply in a right hit. Well, Cermak backtracking, running out of room, leaps in, makes the grab in right for the out, and we still remain scoreless here in Charleston. A leaping effort from Ryan Cermak in right keeps it a scoreless ball game. A nice play in right by Ryan Cermak, and it's still scoreless. To the seventh inning stretch we go here in Charleston. River Dogs will send three to the plate. It'll be Colmenares, Barrette, and Barragan. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, 0-0. Ballers and River Dogs battling here on this Saturday night in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ben Butel's first pitch to the bottom of the seventh inning is fouled off straight back by Carlos Colmenares. It's an 0-1 count on the River Dogs shortstop. It'll be Colmenares, Barrette, and Barragan due up Bottom of the seventh inning, an 0-1 count. Butel's pinch to Colmenares. The breaking ball outside, a 1-1 count. Carlos Colmenares with an opportunity here. Could make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of the River Dogs. He did have a go-ahead homer last night. We'll see if he can do it again here. 1-1 is on the inside corner, 1-2 on to Colmenares. Butel back for his third inning of action. He's definitely stretched his routine out of the bullpen. Butel going a long 3 1/3 innings back on the 19th as he gets a wave and a miss there. He struck him out. Ben Butel with another strikeout. Colmenares this time will have a seed. That'll send it to Christopher Berrente with nobody on base and one down. Butel is sitting at now 3 strikeouts on his night, 2 swinging and 1 looking. He's gotten a strikeout per inning tonight. As Berrente waves and misses the first pitch he sees, a breaking ball, 0-1 on Berrente. A single and a fly out for the left fielder Berrente. Butel's 0-1 pitch delivered. Big hack and a miss on an 0-2. Berrente trying to go after a changeup up and in, but instead is well ahead of it. 0-2 count, one down, still scoreless here on this beautiful Saturday night in Charleston. A packed house here and Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. 0-2 count with one down. Butel working from the line. Here's the pitch. This one's a little blooper towards short. Gonzalez will backtrack and mix the gravel. They pop out those about 25 feet high. A P6 off the bat of Berrente. Two outs now, and Edwin Bargon, the third baseman, will dig in. A little pop out that was, again, about 25 feet in the air. Nothing too high. And Berrente got just enough of it. So two outs, Bargon will dig in. First pitch from Butel. Chopped toward third, Baldwin will snag. Sets his feet across the diamond to third. For the first, he makes for the out. A 5-3 ground out, and just like that, Ben Butel is through 3 clean innings of work tonight out of the bullpen. Good work from Butel to keep the River Dogs off the base paths and off of the scoreboard, more importantly. Ballers will send 3 to the plate, top of the order. Camilletti, Gonzalez, and Baldwin when we come back. Top of the eighth on the Ballers Baseball Network. Scoreless in Charleston. Mario Camilletti, Jacob Gonzalez, Brooks Baldwin due up top of the eighth inning. We're still scoreless here in Charleston. The River Dogs and the Ballers battling as Mario Camilletti steps in again. First pitch, this one's fouled off straight back. If there was no protective netting, I would have needed to make a grab as it's an 0-1 count now on Camilletti. Jake Christensen back out on the bump for another inning of action. He's back out for his third inning of work after 5 solid innings from Cuevas. 0-1 from the Ronnie Christensen, grounded up the middle. Shortstop Colmenares makes the play to his left. First he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Mario Camilletti on a ground ball. One down now, and Jacob Gonzalez is due up. So Gonzalez will dig in with a runner on. No bases, and one down in the frame. Gonzalez looking to get a first hit of the night. Pitch on the way from Christensen. Dig, hacking a miss at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 is your count. Drew Summers is the lefty getting loose down the line for Charleston. Lefty Logan Lyle is tossing and down the line and left for Kannapolis. So one from Christensen. This one's up the middle. That'll drop in front of Diaz and be a base knock. A one-out single for Jacob Gonzalez. His first hit of the night. He's on base for the third time in this evening's ballgame. It's a one-out base hit. And now one on and one out for Brooks Baldwin. So two middle relief lefties getting loose down the line, respectively, for the two sides. And Lyle for Kannapolis and Summers for Charleston. The Ballers would like to find a way to have to get Billy Seidel warming up, though. Let's say that. Pitch from Christensen. Line towards second. Unable to make the play at second. It spikes. It falls to the floor. Second for one out of first. And it's a very wild double play. Frustrated as Brooks Baldwin at first base. And imagine so as Gonzalez made the running effort to second. And Spikes couldn't make the snag on a line drive. It falls to the ground. Out at second is Gonzalez. Baldwin thought it was a line drive, so he stopped running for a second. And that does make it now a double play. A 4-6-3 double play ends the inning in the top of the eighth for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Just a little bit of tough luck there. So we'll send it to the bottom of the eighth. Looks like Logan Lyle is going to take over when we come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, still scoreless at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Mario Fernandez takes over at the plate. Logan Lyle on the bump for Kannapolis. His first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 now on Mario Fernandez. Diaz and Kinney to follow. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers and River Dogs are still scoreless. It's going to be anybody's game. Whoever scores first practically is going to take this ballgame. 0-1 is waved at a miss. 0-2 now on Mario Fernandez. Logan Lyle. Third arm used tonight by Kannapolis. It's the third lefty as well, as Fernandez will call time on the 0-2 before Logan Lyle offers the pitch. Lyle, the third arm used tonight, the former USF Bull, 5'11", 200-pound lefty, 25 years of age, from Bartow, Florida. Again, former South Florida Bull and Tampa. 0-2 is a bit inside to Fernandez. He'll take. It's a 1-2 count now on the catcher, Fernandez, who has struck out twice tonight, one against Schultz and once against Butel. 1-2 pitch is a fastball outside. He evens now to 2-2 on the catcher, Mario Fernandez. Fernandez, Diaz, and Kenny do up. Pauler is looking to hold the River Dogs off in this eighth inning and send it to the ninth. Seidel is warming for Kannapolis. 2-2 from Lyle. Lifted eye and foul by Fernandez. Keep it at 2-2. Seidel is getting loose down the line in right. Should Kannapolis need a closer in the ninth inning? But at the moment, it's anybody's ball game, as neither side has been able to break through. Kannapolis out hitting Charleston 5-3. In this one, though, Fernandez will pop a 2-2 up and foul ground. Willett's chasing. He's going to call everyone off, asking for some space. Makes the grab and foul ground for the out. P3 in the book for Mario Fernandez. One down now. And top of the order, John Diaz is due up for Charleston. So John Diaz will stand in with nobody on base and one down. Logan Lyle takes over, 1-0 on the season with a 9 ERA in four innings. Has tallied four runs on five hits, have opponents. His first pitch waved and missed by John Diaz, 0-1 is your count. Lyle did pitch back on Wednesday. He threw a shutout inning with one hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. 0-1. This one's weakly tapped to first. Willits will play it. Asked to throw to the covering. Lyle at first. Does he beat him there? Yes, he does. Logan Lyle covers the bag nicely. A little PFP action. So two outs. And now Cooper Kinney will step in. Pitcher fielding his position. A PFP. For those of you that are still newer to baseball. So Kinney will step in. He is 0-3 tonight. He has an 11-game on-base streak on the line against Logan Lyle. First pitch on the way from the left. He slips on the bump and throws it up and in on Cooper Kinney. It'll be a 1-0 count on the River Dogs DH. Logan Lyle slipped on the rubber and immediately said, "My bad." Didn't mean to throw it at Kinney. 0-1-0 pitch. Check swing. He goes around on it. Did. Yes, he did, says Tyler Hovick, our infield umpire. 1-1 count on Cooper Kinney. Xavier Isaac is awaiting on deck should the inning continue. 1-1 count with two outs. This game is getting good. 1-1 from Lyle. This one's lifted in the air to shallow center. Coming in after it is Eddie Park. Backtracking Camilletti, backtracking Gonzalez. It's a P6 in a shallow center for Cooper Kinney. And he is at risk now of losing his 11-game on-base streak. It's a P6. That'll send us into the top of the ninth inning. We are still scoreless. Just eight hits combined between the two sides. And it is a big difference in errors. Four for Charleston and one for Kannapolis. Ballers due up. Harris, Willitson Park, and we come back. Drew Summers will take over on the mound for Charleston. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston. Scoreless between the River Dogs and your Cannon Ballers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Calvin Harris will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the ninth inning. The new arm of the bump is Drew Summers, 6'3", 250-pound lefty. He is from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. First pitch to Calvin Harris is chopped foul. 0-1 is your count on Calvin Harris. It is Harris, Willits, and Park. Two up. Top of the ninth inning in a scoreless ball game. Ballers and River Dogs still are yet to decide their first hit, their first run, I should say, of this night. Five hits for Kannapolis, three for Charleston. As Drew Summers takes over on the mound, his pitch delivered on the 0-1 is outside to Calvin Harris. 1-1 is your count. Summers, a 11th round pick in 2022 out of Central Arizona. Pitched in the JUCO program in Coolidge, Arizona. Struck out 140 batters in 83-plus innings in a college. 1-1 poked through into left center for a base hit. Calvin Harris will reach base tonight on a base hit. 1-1 count is looped into left center. That'll be a base hit for Calvin Harris. One on and nobody out. And Bryce Willits will dig in. So Harris will reach for the second game in a row with a base hit. extends his on-base streak to now three games in a row, and Bryce Willits will dig in. He's already extended his streak to 20 games in a row of reaching base. Walked in the second, has flown out twice in the fourth and sixth. This will be his first time facing Drew Summers tonight. Summers pitched back on Wednesday, pitched just one-third of an inning. He got Brooks Baldwin a ground out with the bases loaded and held Charleston to the win. Pitch outside, a 1-0 count. Now on Bryce Willits. On the season, Drew Summers is 1-3, a 1.29 ERA. This is his 22nd appearance out of the bullpen. 28 innings pitched, 46 strikeouts. He has been sharp out of the pen. 1-0 fastball outside corner, a called strike, 2-1 on Bryce Willits. He's allowed an earned run in one of his last 19 appearances. He has been sharp and reliable for Sean Smedley as the lefty in Drew Summers. 2-0 to Willits is a fastball outside corner. Now 2-1 on Willits, the first baseman. It is a 1-2 count. 1-2 count on Willits. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. Last thing you want here is a double play ball. Summers sets 1-2 pitch. This one's grounded over the head of Isaac. Fair ball down the right field line. Calvin Harris is going to stop at second. Now he's going to bolt for third. Willits headed for second. Stopping at third is Calvin Harris. It'll be a double off the bat of Bryce Willits. A bit of a chopper over the head of Isaac. A weird played ball, but nonetheless, Kannapolis now with two in scoring position. Harris at third. Willits at second. And the Ballers have a huge opportunity. Nobody out in this top of the ninth inning. Two in scoring position. And Eddie Park is going to step in. So Calvin Harris at third, Willits at second. As now time called, looks like a pinch runner on, and they are going to put in Wilbur Sanchez as the pinch runner here in this top of the ninth inning. A big opportunity for Kannapolis. Any ball into play basically by Eddie Park hands Kannapolis a lead. Billy Seidel now furiously getting warm up down the line and left as the Ballers are slowly realizing their opportunity here. So Calvin Harris will be relieved at third base by Wilbur Sanchez, a pinch runner. So Pat Leland is awarding the change to the umpires and Frank Jones and Tyler Hovick. At second still is Willits. Eddie Park is going to step in. He singled his last time up. Before that, he struck out and he flew out. Any ball in play does the Ballers a lot of good here. Summers will set, first pitch to Park. Grounded through towards third, holding the runner at third is Barragan. Park will be called out at first, a 5-3 ground out. Ballers still aren't necessarily down and out here in this top of the ninth inning. It's a 5-3 ground out for Park. One out now, runner still at second and third. One down, no force out available. And Bryce Willits still at second base. Chacha is at third. Chris Lanzilli is the batter due up. Lanzilli a single, a fly out and a ground out. Another situation of any ball in play does the Ballers good. First pitch from Summers to Lanzilli. Taken right down Broadway, called strike 0-1 on Chris Lanzilli. Ballers with now seven hits to Charleston three. A single and a double off of Harris and Willits. Giving the Ballers a lot of hope. 0-1 to Lanzilli. Grounded foul down the third base side, 0-2 on Lanzilli. On the week, Lanzilli this week against Charleston has been a very reliable bat. He had a big three-run homer the other night. He is 6-4, 16, batting .375. Entering tonight against the River Dogs. This is his fourth at-bat of the night, so he's sitting at, it'll be 20 at-bats on the week against the River Dogs. 0-2 count. Pitch from Summers. Outside on a fastball. Try to get the outside corner with a fastball. Instead, it's 1-2. Ryan McCarthy awaiting on deck. McCarthy has reached once tonight. He's on deck. Big spot here for Chris Lanzilli. 1-2 count. Summers set from the stretch. Will deliver the pitch. Lanzilli lifts this one high and deep into left field. Looking up is Berrette. Warning track roll. It's out of here. A three-run shot for Chris Lanzilli, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers have finally broken through. They take a 3-0 lead over the Charleston River Dogs here in Charleston on a beautiful Saturday night. Chris Lanzilli with his 6th home run of the season, and it gives the Ballers a 3-0 advantage. Lanzilli's 6th home run, he moves his RBI to now 27 on the season. And how about that for an exclamation point, folks? Ryan McCarthy will step in, one out. And Kannapolis with a 3-run lead on this Saturday evening in Charleston. First pitch to McCarthy from Summers is on the outside corner, 0-1. On McCarthy, the right fielder. Lanzilli comes in clutch and hits a huge home run into left field. Almost was trouble as McCarthy gets hit on the 0-1 up in the right shoulder area. He will wear it and head to first base on a hit by pitch. So an HBP for McCarthy will send him there. So the 9-0 batter Juan Gonzalez is going to step in. Ryan McCarthy is at first. Chris Lanzilli, the hero of tonight's game so far for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as now they're going to take a 3-run lead into that bottom of the 9th inning. At least a 3-run lead. This inning is not done yet. Still just one out and a runner on for Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez will dig in. He's 0 for 3 tonight. As Lanzilli with a 3-run blast into the night sky here in Charleston. I'm going to try to figure out how to explain this best. The wall here in Charleston down the left field line is odd. It's 309 down the left field line from the foul pole to home plate. But the actual wall continues further back to 346 in a straight line. And it's a bit of a jut out and in that left field corner as first pitch to Gonzalez is in there for a called strike. Had that ball been about 5 feet to the left from Chris Lanzilli, meaning if he swung just a tiny bit earlier, that ball probably would have stayed in the ballpark. 0-1 runner going on the pitch. McCarthy slides in at second. He's in there safely. 0-2 count on Gonzalez, but Ryan McCarthy swipes second. The Ballers are looking for more here. They're not done. 0-2 count on Gonzalez. One down in this top of the ninth inning. Billy Seidel getting loose down the line and left. Gonzalez stands in, runner at second, pitch delivered, fastball up and inside, a 1-2 count on Juan Gonzalez. Mario Camilleri waiting patiently on deck. Ballers are like a pack of sharks in a feeding frenzy here in this top of the ninth inning. They are looking for more. A 1-2 count on Juan Gonzalez with one down. McCarthy at second with a good lead. Gonzalez looking for his first hit of the night. 1-2. This one's lifted high and foul down the line. He keep it at 1-2 and we'll do it again. I think everyone here in Charleston is a little stunned by what just happened. Lanzilli, all he needed was a ball in play. He said, never mind that. I'll put a ball out of play. Over the left field wall. 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Fernandez. It bounced up and hit Gonzalez, but it hit the ground first. Therefore, not an HBP. It's just a ball. 2-2 on Juan Gonzalez. As I mentioned, the wall in Charleston here is odd. If that ball had been about 5 feet to the left, I think we'd have been talking about a little more of a different scenario. As Parente was hauling it in left field, trying to make the grab. Instead, it went over the wall. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout for Juan Gonzalez. It's the second out now of this top of the ninth inning. Top of the order, Camilleri due up as Gonzalez is 0 for 4 now on the night. McCarthy still at second. Camilleri will dig in. A multi-hit game, singles in the first and sixth. First pitch from Summers to Camilleri, a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1 on Mario Camilleri. 0-1 count with two outs, Camilleri a single in the first and sixth, fly out and a ground out. Other than that, on his night is Drew Summers on the bump. 0-1 pitch, fastball is outside, 1-1 on Camilleri. And the only batter to face Summers this week so far. Before tonight has been Brooks Baldwin. He faced him on Wednesday night and grounded out with the bases loaded. With tying run at third. 1-1 pitch from Summers. Camilleri pops this one up high and foul down the third baseline. Keeping it a 1-2 count now on Mario Camilleri. McCarthy at second with a decent lead. If you look at the River Dogs, who they'll have up next inning, Isaac, Cermak, and Spikes are combined 1-for-9 tonight. 1-2, runner will dive back in to second as Summers stepped off on the rubber. Almost certainly it's a Billy Seidel opportunity. He'll have an opportunity for his 12th save of the season. He already leads the Carolina League. He is awaiting in the bullpen for Kannapolis. 1-2 to Camilleri. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Drew Summers gets his second strikeout of the inning, but it's too little, too late. Chris Lindsley plays hero ball here in Charleston. It's a three-run blast and hands Kannapolis a 3-0 lead. The River Dogs trail by a trio. Billy Seidel would take over, looking for his 12th save of the season. A quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, it's 3-0. Good guys on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Xavier Isaac, Ryan Cermak, and Ryan Spikes. Stu up at the bottom of the ninth inning for the Charleston River Dogs. It'll be Billy Seidel on the bump, looking for his 12th save of the season. He already leads the Carolina League in such a number, but Billy Seidel on the bump, looking to make it a victory tonight on this Saturday evening for Kannapolis. It's his 36th appearance on the mound this season. Pitches outside to Xavier Isaac. 1-0 is your count. Seidel, 6 foot, 220-pound Ronnie, 23 years of age from Wellesley, Massachusetts. 15th round pick in 2022. Broken bat, 1-0 grounder down the left field line, foul. 1-1 count on Xavier Isaac. He snaps the bat. Looked like he broke it right at the handle, did Isaac. It's a 1-1 count on the River Dogs first baseman. Isaac, Cermak, and Spikes are combined 1-for-9 tonight. The only hit coming from Cermak in the sixth inning. And a very passionate crowd on hand tonight here in Charleston. They want their River Dogs to make a comeback as Billy Seidel looking to crush the hopes and dreams of all the River Dog fans with a save tonight. It would be his 12th of the season. Sets on the bump. Here's the 1-1. Outside of the breaking ball, 2-1 on Xavier Isaac. 36th appearance of the season for Seidel. It's the most of any Carolina League arm. He appeared just a few nights ago. Pitch delivered. This one is inside. 3-1 on Xavier Isaac. Seidel with, as mentioned, 11 saves on 13 opportunities. Is 3-2 with a 4.02 ERA. 3-1 grounded past Willits into left, into right, I should say. Four base hit. It's a single to lead off the inning for Xavier Isaac. He's on base for the first time tonight. He extends his hit streak to now three and his on base streak to now five. So one on for Charleston with nobody out. Ryan Cermak will dig in. Seidel pitched back on a Thursday night in that game where Kannapolis had walked 12. A little bit of a different night tonight for Kannapolis as the Ballers finally break through and they strike first in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch from Seidel to Cermak is waved and missed. 0-1 on Ryan Cermak. Cermak struck out twice against Noah Schultz. And then in his only appearance against Ben Butel, drew a single with two outs in the sixth inning. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is outside, a 1-1 count. Now on Ryan Cermak. 1-1 count with nobody out. Spikes awaiting on deck. As Cermak at the plate with a 1-1 count, the former Illinois State outfielder. Seidel sets 1-1. Outside, snap throw to first, and Gonzalez keeping a close eye over there on Xavier Isaac. 2-1 on Cermak. Isaac is a perfect 8-for-8 on the season in stolen base attempts. He's got a big spot here. Potentially move up on the base path against Billy Seidel. 2-1 count. Cermak wiggles the bat over the right shoulder. 2-1. Check swing. This is a ball that is rolling foul on the first base line. They're going to say it hit off of Cermak's leg. It'll be a 2-2 count now on Cermak as it looks like he snaps the bat. They're going to check on it. Will the home plate umpire Frank Jones? So Cermak is going to call time at the plate. He thought he broke his bat, but he will stay in the game with a 2-2 count. Isaac broke a bat in his at-bat just a couple of moments ago. Billy Seidel staring in. Isaac at first, 2-2 count. Seidel's pitch delivered. Inside, and it hits Cermak in the hip. And now the River Dogs have put two on base. Tying run will step in, and it'll be Ryan Spikes with two on and nobody out in this bottom of the ninth inning here in Charleston. So Isaac to second, Cermak to first on a hit-by-pitch. And immediately, as soon as he got plunked, he looked at the River Dogs dugout and said, let's go, trying to fire up his boys. As now Blake Hickman, the pitching coach for Kannapolis, will come out and talk with Seidel. Probably just in an effort to calm him down and make sure that everything is going well for Seidel on the bump. So Isaac is at second. At first is Cermak. Ryan Spikes digging in is 0-for-3. But a dangerous bat, one swing of the bat, could tie this game up just like that here at Riley Park in Charleston. Mound visit adjourned. Hickman will retreat back to the dugout. Blake Hickman in his first season as Cannonballers pitching coach, former Kannapolis Intimidator back in 2017. Made it to as high A ball with the Winston-Salem Dash. Former Rodney appeared in 2017 in 17 games for the Intimidators. As Seidel's first pitch to Spikes is outside, a 1-0 count now on Ryan Spikes. Second is Isaac, at first is Cermak. 1-0 to Spikes from Seidel is in there on a called strike, 1-1 on Ryan Spikes. 0-for-3, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Not in that order. He struck out looking against Noah Schultz in his final at-bat of the night for Schultz. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside corner called strike, 1-2. Nice fastball placement from Billy Seidel. It is 1-2 on Ryan Spikes. Center fielder playing deep at Teddy Park. Pitch delivered from Seidel on the 1-2. Just a bit outside. Tried a slider, and it was a bit outside. 1-2, 2-2. Left fielder, and Lanzilli is playing almost in left center, leaving that entire left field line pretty open. Playing straight away and right is McCarthy. 2-2 count. Pitch delivered. This one's hit down the left field line, and Lanzilli's going to have to play chase. as scoring on the play will be Isaac. Here comes Cermak. He's going to round third and head home. Relay throw comes in from left. It won't be in time. It's a two RBI single for Ryan Spikes. And now the tying run is at second with nobody out for the Charleston River Dogs. And two up is Carlos Colmenares. Well, this place erupted quickly. It's a double for Ryan Spikes. And now 3-2 your score with nobody out. Seidel having some trouble closing down the save here as Colmenares is going to step in with a tying run at second and nobody out still in the frame. I kind of mentioned it. Lanzilli was playing well off that left field line. But Spikes pulls the ball down that left field line and ends up with a RBI double for his first hit of the night. He extends it out 5 games in a row. He's reached base. First pitch to Colmenares is inside a 1-0 count. Colmenares shows bunt and pulled it back. Runner at second is Spikes. He's got some speed on him. Big spot here for Charleston as Seidel on the bump needs 3 outs. 1-0 pitch from the righty is in there on a called strike. 1-1. Nice fastball placement from Billy Seidel. And all the umpires in the seating bowl not a huge fan of it. 1-1 count on Colmenares. Seidel looking for 3 outs here. Colmenares at the plate. He's walked. He's been hit by a pitch and he struck out. 1-1 from the righty. Breaking ball is upstairs and away. 2-1. A walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world here if you're Billy Seidel. Obviously, it wouldn't be optimal. But if you're going to let him get on base, a walk would do the least amount of damage if you're Billy Seidel. Righty sets 2-1. Fastball in there on the inside corner. Colmenares can't believe it as he'll call time on the 2-2 before opting to take some time. 2-2 count. On deck awaiting is Christopher Berrette, the always pesky left fielder, who is known to lay down a bunt or two, and a bunt would do a lot of good here if you're Charleston. 2-2 count on Colmenares, still searching for his first hit of the night, as now Seidel will step off on the rubber, buying himself some time. It's a 2-2 count on Colmenares. At second is Spikes. On the season, Ryan Spikes is 24 for 30 in stolen bases. Colmenares lifts the 2-2. Hit well into center field, backtracking Eddie Park. On the warning track, makes the grab. Spikes will take off for third and get there. And now the tying run is 90 feet away. And he is at third base. Moving up to third is Spikes. Colmenares flies out. One down now in the frame. Christopher Berrette is due up. So Berrette will dig in. Colmenares flies out and it moves the runner up. And Spikes is at third. Infield will have to play in with the speedy Berrette at the plate who can lay down a bunt. He has been the ultimate pest all week. 1 out, pitch to Seidel. His opponent in Berrette is hacked and a miss. 0-1, a good pitch from Billy Seidel. Again, one swing of the bat, and we have a completely new ball game on our hands. 0-1 count, Seidel sets, glove at the waist, 0-1 to Berrette. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball, 0-2. As again, a strikeout here would be huge. Edwin Bargon is awaiting on deck. He's 0-2 on the night. He did walk, but I don't think Seidel is going to be prone to a walk this inning. He's kind of pounding the zone. 0-2 count with one down. Seidel's allowed 2 runs across, trying to avoid that third, which would tie the game. 0-2 pitch. Chopper towards second. Runner goes home. Throw to home, and sliding in safely is Spikes. He has tied this ball game, and Berrette is in at first. It's an RBI single, and the River Dogs have come back and tied this thing up in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's now 3-3 with one out. The winning run is at first, and due up is Edwin Barragan. Oh, my goodness. For 8 innings, neither side able to break through and neither side able to score. As now Billy Seidel will blow another save. It's his third blown save of the season. Everything has gone haywire here in Charleston. First pitch to Barragan. Chop towards second. Camilletti will field. His only throw is to first. Runner moves ahead to second. That's a 4-3 ground out for Barragan. Two outs now. Winning run is 180 feet away. And it'll be a pinch hitter appearing at the plate, more than likely. As, nope, they're going to say Fernandez will bat. Nope, they're going to call Fernandez off the last second. It's Roydales Martinez. So Barrettes at second. Roydales Martinez will pinch hit for Mario Fernandez. So Roydales Martinez will pinch hit with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning against Billy Seidel. Martinez, the lefty, off the bench. First pitch from the lefty. This one's grounded towards second. Camilletti sets, and first he goes for the out. And we got free baseball coming your way here in Charleston. It's 3-3 your score. Ballers and River Dogs still battling. We'll send it to the 10th inning. More baseball coming your way here in the Low Country of South Carolina. Camilletti will start on second. It'll be Gonzalez, Baldwin, and the new DH. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. 3-3, Ballers and River Dogs battling.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully. To live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the 10th inning we go here in Charleston. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston River Dogs are still tied. It is 3-3. Kannapolis jumped out ahead in the top of the 9th inning with a 3-run blast by Chris Lanzilli. And then Charleston pieces together 3 runs in that bottom of the 9th inning on a couple of base hits from Spikes and Christopher Barrette. And it's now a 3-3, top of the 10th inning. Mario Camilletti is the runner at second, and Jacob Gonzalez is at the plate. Drew Summers back of the bump for his second inning of work for the River Dogs. First pitch to Gonzalez is lifted high and foul. It's an 0-1 count on the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. On his night, Gonzalez reaching on a fielder's choice. He struck out, reached on an error, and singled. Again, there are 9 different ways to reach first base in the game of baseball, and Gonzalez has used 3 of them. 0-1 from Summers, the lefty, is in third and gets by the catcher in Martinez. He's going to allow this one to be picked up, and Camilletti's going to head to third on the wild pitch from Summers. And Roydales Martinez stays in the ballgame. He will now catch as Mario Fernandez has been pulled for the pinch hitter in the ninth inning. So Martinez stays in the game. He is the new catcher. Camilletti's now at third on a wild pitch. Gonzalez with one swing of the bat could hand Kannapolis the lead. 1-1 count. Summers on the bump. Closed off as the lefty. Here is the 1-1. Grounded towards short. Colmenares will backhand, makes the play. On to first, he goes for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Jacob Gonzalez. First out is now had. Shortstop Colmenares with a backhanded grab. Brooks Baldwin will now turn around and bat right-handed against Drew Summers, the lefty. Third baseman Baldwin is 0 for 4 tonight. He's had to bat lefty all night with 2 righties in Cuevas and Christensen preceding Drew Summers. First lefty on the bump for Charleston tonight. So Baldwin will step in. First pitch delivered is inside, a 1-0 count. As mentioned, when Drew Summers pitched on Wednesday against Kannapolis, Baldwin was the only batter to face him, and it was pretty much a very similar situation. 1-0 count. Summers' pitch delivered. Outside, in and out of the glove of Martinez, and Camilletti will stay at third, though, as Martinez couldn't hold on. That one was in and out of the glove and got loose outside of the dirt circle by home plate. So a 2-0 count still on Brooks Baldwin. He's looking to reach base for the first time tonight. He has struck out, grounded out twice, and flown out. As Baldwin, the 12th round pick in 2022 out of Whiteville, North Carolina. Summers will set, 2-0 count. One down to the top of the 10th. Ballers and River Dogs tied at 3. Pitch delivered. This one's by the catcher, Martinez. Camilletti wanted to break for the plate, but got a late start, and this one is up and away for a now 3-0 count. Summers getting a little wild up there on the bump. Martinez had to jump out of his crouch and trying to make the grab on the 2-0. Instead, it's now 3-0. One down. Camilletti at third. He's got some speed. Just not the absolute fastest of guys over there. Camilletti's 0 for 1 in stolen bases on the season. 3-0 count, time called. The ball gets loose from the bullpen in right field for Charleston. There is a righty getting loose down there for the River Dogs. Can't quite make out who it is. We'll get you that info as soon as we've got it. 3-0 count, Summers sets. Glove to the chest, first pitch is fouled off. 3-1 on Brooks Baldwin. Camilletti is at third. Baldwin at the plate. Wilbur Sanchez entered as the pinch runner in the ninth inning. He's awaiting on deck. 3-1 count with one down. Infield playing in for the River Dogs. Summers will deliver the 3-1. Lifted high and foul by Baldwin, staying alive. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. 3-2 your count on Baldwin. Baldwin batting better against right-handed pitching than he has lefties this year. Got his first home run as a right-handed batter last week against Delmarva. Summers is 3-2 on the way. Fastball upstairs. Did he go on the check swing? No, says Tyler Hovick, our infield umpire. And it's ball four. Baldwin's going to reach first base. So runners on the corners with one down. And La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, will step in for his first at-bat of the night. So a one-out free pass issued by Summers, and it looks like that'll be the end of the night for the lefty as Summers will depart. New arm on the way. The righty will take over for Charleston. We'll get you all the details on the new arm for the River Dogs. And we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's the top of the 10th inning, 3-3 your score. New arm on the way for the River Dogs.
Jack Hartman.
Well, the River Dogs will turn things over to a new arm of the bump. It's another right-hander, 6'3", 205-pound righty. He is from Peachtree City, Georgia. Spent last year with the Bradenton Marauders in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. It's Jack Hartman taking over on the mound, the former Appalachian State Mountaineer. Former high draft pick by the Pirates. He was acquired in a trade by the Tampa Bay Rays. He will take over on the mound. First pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is fouled off straight back. 0-1 is your count. We'll set the scene for you. Top of the 10th inning here in Charleston. Ballers in, River Dogs battling in extra innings. It's the top of the 10th. 3-3 your score. Ballers went ahead 3-0 after the top of the 9th with a blast by Chris Lanzilli. And then the River Dogs piecing together three runs in the bottom of the 9th to send this thing into extras. Check swing. Did Sanchez go? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Tyler Hovick. Sanchez will have an 0-2 count against Jack Hartman. Hartman on the mound, the fourth arm used tonight by Charleston. This is his 33rd appearance of the season. 2-3, a 4.30 ERA. In 37 and two-thirds innings, he has 43 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 267 against the former Mountaineer, Jack Hartman. Runner going on the 0-2. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did at home plate. Runner slides in a second. It's Brooks Baldwin. So it is a strikeout for Sanchez, but runner does move up in Baldwin. So runner's on second and third, two outs, and Bryce Willits will get an opportunity to bat. So Willits will have the chance to play hero. He had a double in the ninth inning against the lefty in Drew Summers. So Hartman on the mound will step off and buy a little more time. At third is Mario Camilleni. He is the placement runner in the minor league baseball extra inning rule. And then at second is Brooks Baldwin reaching on a walk and then a stolen base. First pitch is just up high and snagged by the catcher Martinez. 1-0 count on Willits. Willits has reached twice tonight, a double and a walk. He's got two on now with two outs in this top of the 10th inning. Ballers can walk it off with him being the road team. They can set the tone. 1-0. This one's looped into left. That'll drop and be a base hit. Here comes Mario Camilleni. He will score on the plate. Bryce Willits has broken the tie with an RBI single in the top of the 10th inning. Ballers take a 4-3 lead. A third goes Baldwin, and the Ballers on top now in this top of the 10th inning. Eddie Park will step in. Jack Hartman on the mound for Charleston has sacrificed that run, and the Ballers lead 4-3 here in Charleston. Camilleni scores, Baldwin a third, Bryce Willits with now a multi-hit game. Picks up a base knock in the 10th inning to hand Kannapolis the 4-3 lead. Eddie Park now due up. Runners on the corners and two outs. Perfect opportunity to hand Kannapolis some more insurance. Hartman with a deep breath, first pitch to Park. This one's lined to the middle. Coleman Arias with a snag up the middle, makes the grab for the out. It'll be now three outs. Top of the 10th is complete. A L6 off the bat of Eddie Park is the third out of the top of the 10th. But Ballers get the run, thankfully. In the 10th, it is an RBI base hit for Bryce Willits. Bottom of the 10th, it'll be the Ballers back in the field looking for three outs. It'll be top of the order, Diaz, Kenny, and Isaac when we return. All the Ballers at Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's a one-run lead. Billy Seidel returning to the mound. Well, we're in the same scenario as we were in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Kannapolis Cannonballers need three outs to seal their first victory of the week. Rodalys Martinez is the placed runner here in the bottom of the 10th inning for the Charleston River Dogs. It'll be John Diaz stepping in to lead it off against Billy Seidel back for his second inning of work. He already has the blown save on the ninth, but he is three outs away from a victory on the mound. Is Billy Seidel. He would get the win as Kannapolis went ahead with him still on the bump in that top of the 10th inning. Seidel stands on the rubber. John Diaz steps in at the plate. One on base it is, and Martinez at second. Seidel will set, first pitch delivered. Diaz grounds this one towards the runner at second base, and Martinez is hit in the foot, and it will be a called out. So the runner reaches at first, it's John Diaz, but the lead runner is actually put out on the ground ball that hits him. So one on and one out, Cooper Kinney will dig back in. So in the scorebook, it'll go down as a single for John Diaz and then a put out at shortstop of Jacob Gonzalez of Rodalys Martinez. It'll be in the scorebook a 6-0. Kind of a weird play, but that is how it goes in the game of baseball. So now a force out at a second and first. One down, a ground ball would potentially seal it for Kannapolis. A 1-0 count now on Cooper Kinney. Seidel's pitch is outside. Kinney with a 1-0 count. Seidel's pitch is a bit outside again. Now 2-0. Seidel trying to find a slider, but Kinney takes wisely. It's 2-0. Kinney is 0-4. He's got an 11-game on-base streak riding in the wings. If he doesn't reach base here, would see that 11-game streak come to a close. 2-0 from the righty. This one's lifted foul. That'll over the roof and roll back as a souvenir. 2-1 count, one down. Cooper Kinney, the DH. Xavier Isaac is awaiting on deck. Ballers lead by one. 2-1, Seidel sets. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, a guy in him with a fastball. Now 90 miles an hour. Pitch from Seidel makes it 2-2. 2-2 count with one out. At first is John Diaz with a decent lead. He's got a little bit of speed about him. 2-2 count, one down. Bottom of the 10th inning. Here's the pitch from Seidel. This one is lifted foul. It was just a tip that hit off of the shoulder, it appears, of Juan Gonzalez. 2-2 your count, still on Cooper Kinney. Ballers are two outs away from victory. They've got a tall task at the plate, though, in Cooper Kinney. And then Xavier Isaac on deck with a speed threat in Diaz at first base. Seidel sets, 2-2 pitch. This one's lined in the left center. That'll drop and be a base hit. Lanzilli will field. To second goes Diaz. So it's a station-to-station base hit for Cooper Kinney. He keeps his on-base streak alive. It's now 12 games in a row. He has reached base. 5 games in a row he's gotten a hit. And that'll be now Xavier Isaac due up with 2 on and 1 out. So Isaac will stand in with a big spot here. He has reached base in every game this week. Has the big lefty power bat. Tying run 180 feet away at second. Seidel with a deep breath. Here's the pitch to Isaac. This one's lifted high and foul down the left field line, hooking. It'll land out of play. And it'll be a souvenir. 0-1, your count. Isaac leads the River Dogs in home runs, RBI, and walks. Definitely has been one of their leading offensive producers this season here in Charleston. 2-1, one out, 0-1 count, Seidel's pitch. Inside, Isaac ducks out of the way. It'll be a 1-1 count, and Xavier Isaac, that'll prompt Juan Gonzalez to come have a chat with Billy Seidel. So a catcher-pitcher conversation on the mound as it's a 1-1 count with one down. Diaz is at second. He reached first base on a single. And then Cooper Kinney reaching on a base hit of his own. A ruckus crowd here in Charleston. Isaac at the plate. 1-1 count with one out. Seidel with a look at second base. Here is the pitch. Inside now 2-1 as Isaac almost gets hit in the hip. 2-1 still your count. One down here in this bottom of the 10th inning. Ballers lead 4-3. They need two outs to win it. Seidel sets. 2-1 pitch delivered. Inside again. This one gets by the catcher in Gonzalez and gets loose. Runners going to move up. A base to a wild pitch from Seidel will send out runners to second and third with one down. A free base is at first. So tying run 90 feet away. Go ahead, run 180 feet away in this bottom of the 10th. Wild pitch moves the runners up in this bottom of the 10th. Seidel blew the save in the ninth inning, trying to avoid the same scenario here as the River Dogs with one hit into the gap could take the victory in walk-off fashion, as now they're going to intentionally walk Xavier Isaac. I think this is a wise move. Personally, Isaac will take the base on an IBB with a free base at first. Now you set a force out at any base. One out, Ryan Cermak is going to step in. He's reached base twice tonight with a walk and a hip-high pitch last time in the ninth inning. Seidel's pitch to Cermak, fastball up and in. 1-0 is your count. I think it's a wise decision, walking Xavier Isaac. You get the righty-righty matchup in Cermak, who's still below 200 on the average on the season, but he's been hot as of late. Seidel's 1-0 to Cermak. Check swing. He doesn't go around. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Cermak tonight struck out twice against Noah Schultz. He got a single against Butel. And then he was hit by a pitch by Billy Seidel in the ninth inning. One out, 1-1 count. Ballers on top, 4-3 in the bottom of the 10th. Seidel's 1-1 to Cermak. Waved out and missed at 92. 1-2. A strikeout would probably do some good here, as you have Ryan Spikes awaiting on deck. He did come through clutch in the ninth inning with a double. But I don't think the Ballers will make that same mistake twice in defensive positioning. 1-2, Seidel's pitch. Grounded towards second, double play ball. Camilletti to second for one, on to first. Inning ending and game ending double play. And that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 4-3. Your final score. They hold on late, and the Ballers pick up their first win this week here in Charleston in an epic Saturday night thriller on the coast here in Charleston. Ballers win it, baby. Ballers win 4-3. Your final. We'll recap it all in the postgame show here live from Raleigh Park in Charleston. Ballers win it in this Saturday night matchup against the Charleston River Dogs. Postgame show coming up on the Ballers Baseball Network in just a moment. Ballers win it 4-3 over Charleston tonight.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Maybe hit them in the back of the head.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here, high atop Riley Park in Charleston, South Carolina. Ballers win it, baby. Ballers win. A final score tonight, 4-3. Kannapolis takes their first victory of the week. They move to now a 17-18 in the second half of action in the Carolina League. Charleston falls to 23-12. They've been on fire in the second half, but Kannapolis finally breaks through. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and Kannapolis was pretty squeaky tonight. Squeaky clean, that is, on the base paths and at the plate. Kannapolis puts together some offense late, and they pick up the 4-3 victory over the Charleston Riverdogs. They out-hit Charleston 9-7 tonight. If the Riverdogs have four errors on the board, one for Kannapolis. That is the final scoreline tonight in the Saturday night matchup between the Ballers here and the Riverdogs, as Billy Seidel gets the victory. 4-2 in the season, a 4.46 ERA. He gets the blown save, but he gets the victory here in big-time fashion. He holds on late against a tough Kannapolis Cannonballers squad. Drew Summers gets the loss. He is 1-4 with a 2.15 ERA. Final score tonight, Ballers win it 4-3. They out-hit Charleston 9-7. Mario Camilletti, 2-for-5 of the night, a multi-hit performance with a run scored as well. A one-hit night for Jacob Gonzalez, 1-for-4 for Calvin Harris. 2-for-4 night with a run scored for Bryce Willits with an RBI. 1-for-5 night for Eddie Park. The big night, though, is Chris Lanzilli. 2-for-4 with 3 RBI on the night for Chris Lanzilli. A 3-run blast into left field. Hands Kannapolis the 3-run lead heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. A big-time homer from Chris Lanzilli, his 6th of the season. The Ballers use 4 arms tonight. Noah Schultz goes 4 shutout innings with 2 walks and 1 hit, and he strikes out 8. It's a career high for Noah Schultz. Ben Butel, 3 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts and 2 hits. Logan Lyle with a clean inning work on the bump. Former South Florida Bull does very well. And then Billy Seidel, a roller coaster of emotions tonight. For Billy Seidel, he gets the win as well as the blown save. 2 innings, 3 runs on 4 hits allowed with 1 walk, but the Ronnie holds on and seals the deal late for Kannapolis on the bump. On the other side, the Charleston Riverdogs, they get 7 hits tonight. A multi-hit performance. The only one of the nine is John Diaz, 2-for-5. And then single hit nights for Cooper Kenny, Xavier Isaac, and Ryan Cermak. 1-for-4 night with a 2-RBI double for Ryan Spikes. And a 1-for-4 night with a run batted in for Christopher Barrette. All of those coming in the ninth inning in a comeback fashion against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They use a few arms tonight, in total 4. Cuevas goes 5 shutout innings with a walk and 2 hits allowed with 3 strikeouts. Christensen, 3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Summers goes inning and a third. He allows 4 runs. 3 of those are earned. 1 inning and a third, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. And then Hartman goes 2/3 of shutout baseball with 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes. Over 3,500 fans here in Charleston enjoying a 10-inning showdown between the Ballers and the Charleston Riverdogs. It was a thriller here in Charleston. Tomorrow, series finale, the final time these two sides will meet in 2023. It's been a pleasure being here in Charleston, but it is time to say goodbye after tomorrow's game here in Charleston. Mason Adams gets the start, 3-3, a 3.52 ERA against Trevor Martin, who will make his second start of 2023 of this week, I should say. 7-4, a 3.49 ERA. For everyone in Kannapolis and everyone here in Charleston, I'm Dan Hilody saying thank you as always for tuning in and joining us for a wild night of action here in Charleston on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, 5:05 first pitch. Ballers will look for their second win in a row against the Charleston Riverdogs. I'll leave you up here as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 4-3, your final score. They hold on in 10 innings against the Charleston Riverdogs. 5:05 first pitch tomorrow. We'll see you then. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive safe if you're driving, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday wherever you may be. Have a great one, everyone.